On business, CNN Radio, Capitol Hill.
Well, the networks may be rearranging your Thursday night television schedule. The White House says President Bush will be addressing the nation at 8:30 Eastern Time on energy and Social Security. He'll follow that with a news conference, his fourth since taking office. Earlier today, the president gave a major energy address in which he called for a return to nuclear power. He also said he's ordering federal agencies to look into the possibility of turning abandoned military bases into oil refineries. CNN Radio's Barbara Starr says that was news to the Pentagon.
The president's proposal to have federal agencies work to assist or incentivize, if you will, the energy industry to build refineries on closed military bases, according to one official here at the Pentagon, was a bolt out of the blue this morning. They didn't know much of anything about it till they read about it.
NFL officials took their turn in the congressional hot seat today. Members of a House committee say the league has a better steroids policy than does Major League Baseball, but it still needs improvement. This is CNN Radio News.
If you turn to page 25 of the new Surgeon General's report on bone health, it says our bones require, quote, large amounts of calcium and phosphorus. Like we've been saying, building bones without phosphorus is preposterous. Posture D is the only leading calcium supplement with calcium plus phosphorus. For millions of women who may be phosphorus deficient, there's Posture D in the orange box. Because building bones without phosphorus is preposterous.
AutoZone. High gas prices and poor gas mileage will waste a lot of money. Get to AutoZone and do something about it now with these great deals. Like Fram air filter starting at only $3.99. Prestone 16-ounce fuel injector cleaner only $2.49. And Bosch Platinum spark plugs only $1.39 after mail-in rebate. For more great deals on everything you need to take care of your car, check out the AutoZone sales circular in most newspapers this Sunday.
Police in the nation's capital believe they've caught the man responsible for setting more than 40 fires over the past 2 years. A 50-year-old fast food manager was arrested this morning for what Washington Mayor Anthony Williams says was a terrifying series of arson attacks.
The fact is that dozens of families across our region lost their homes, they lost their possessions, and their entire sense of security during this stretch of terror.
Chicago's mayor has an idea for dealing with the nation's growing gang problem. Mayor Richard Daley told a National Gang Summit today that the IRS should be brought in to help. He says it worked with the mob back in the 1930s, and it could work with street gangs today. Guilty. That was the verdict today in the New Jersey trial of a former British clothing merchant who was accused of trying to sell shoulder-fired missiles to a phony terrorist group. The terrorist turned out to be undercover drug agents. This is news from CNN Radio. Prosecutors will soon be winding down their case against Michael Jackson. CNN Radio's Jim Roop says Jackson's ex-wife, Debbie Rowe, was on the stand today.
Rowe testifies that Jackson had asked her to make a rebuttal video on his behalf in the aftermath of the damaging Martin Bashir documentary about his life. She says she knew Jackson for 20 years before they were married, but when asked if they had ever lived together, she replies, "We never shared a home." She tells the jury that Jackson spoke to her by phone in February 2003, asked her to take part in the TV show that was being made to rebut the TV documentary. She says she had hoped that by doing the video, she'd be able to see Jackson and her kids. More testimony from her tomorrow. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
And you didn't care much for the Sacagawea, so Congress has a new idea for getting you to use a $1 coin. It's a whole series of dollar coins, each one bearing the image of a different president. The new coins will be collectibles. They'll be gold-colored, and they'll cost you $10 apiece. I'm Greg Black. This is the CNN Radio Network.
The Al Franken Show. Proving the truth is entertaining.
I'm getting the Freedom of Speech Award.
Wow.
You know who won the award last year?
Who?
Rush Limbaugh. And I understand that it is tradition for the last year's winner to present the award to this year's winner. Unfortunately, Rush will be that day receiving the Client of the Year Award from the ACLU.
The Al Franken Show. Weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
You put your keys between your knuckles. Someone approaches you and you cross to the other side of the street. You lock the door behind you, maybe twice. Now you feel safe. You think you've made the right choices to protect yourself. Think again. Because if you're not eating right, if you're not active, or if you smoke, you're putting yourself at risk for disease. Learn to protect yourself from yourself at everydaychoices.org. A message from the American Cancer Society, American Diabetes Association, American Heart Association, and the Ad Council.
Always correct, but never right. It's time for Mike Malloy to step up to the mic on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Seekers, Malloy here on Air America Radio, your home of the nation's, we are hate speech central, I guess, right? Huh? What is this business about a comedy bit on Randy Rhoads' program, and the right wing is just pissing its pants over this now, just peeing all over itself? Ah! Not even going to talk about it. To hell with it. You go, girl. You go, Randy! You go, sweetheart! Piss them off, honey! You and Uncle Mike, right? I love it. I love it. If Secret Services take a look at the program, I remember a couple of months ago, hell, I'd only been with this network a few months, and I said something about, what was the comment, Kathy? Something about somebody getting their wrists broken, and the next thing I know, some right-wing snot nose has filed a complaint or something, and Air America was contacted by the Secret Service about Malloy, what he said, threatening the president. So, you know, we're used to this. These right-wing devils will do anything to silence this network. It's not going to happen. We are kicking ass and taking names. All right? And some of us on this network do it a little more intensely than others, but the entire network is kicking ass and taking names. So whoever is stirring this rat's nest of nonsense up, it's probably that little slime ball drudge or whoever. All I can say is, and I don't speak for Randy, I don't speak for anybody except myself, but you go, girl. Kick ass. Take names, Randy. That's the way. That's the way. That's the way. Don't miss a minute of tonight's program, Truth Seekers. We've got some sound you got to hear. Bush was in fine form today promoting his energy policy. Jesus Christ. It's unbelievable. He didn't wax poetic about corn this time, but you're just going to love his solution to the crisis. I'll give you a hint. Less government regulation! Right? Build nukes! More nukes, nuclear plants, which, you know, who knows? If the nuclear industry weren't such whores and would take care of the crap they leave all over the countryside, maybe the nuclear industry would work. But they don't do that. You know, they build these nuclear plants and dump this stuff all over the country. And then they expect somebody to dig a hole under a mountain and stick it under there. You know, let the taxpayer pay for it, right? I'm sure there's a way to do nuclear energy properly. But you're not going to find it in American capitalism. You might find it in some sort of European socialist approach or some totalitarian approach like in communist China, totalitarian politically and laissez-faire capitalist economically. There might be some blending of the psychopaths that run China in thinking about the safety and well-being of their how many people live there now? Billion, 2 billion, 10 billion? You know, there may be a way to do it, but not in this country. Not in this country. So Bush's answer to the energy, and you know what really gets me, we'll get to this later in the program, is how everybody's acting like, oh, we got an energy crisis, oh, gas is up to $2.50 a gallon, when did this happen, oh, stop it. It's been going on since... When do you want to date it? You know, you can date it from the time they sunk the first oil well and started sucking this crap out of the ground. You know, we butcher, the world butchers each other over resources like this. Come on, this is not new. If you want to date it, go back to the 70s, late 70s, the energy crisis of the 70s when people were lined up and no gas to pump and yada yada. We'll get to it tonight. But there's a couple of things I want to get to first. A few months ago, this story I want to share with you came up. It's about Alabama deciding that they were going to, somebody, some freak, some right-wing Republican freak in that state legislature was going to introduce legislation banning all literature, either written by people who happen to be gay or had gay characters, up to and including Shakespeare. You know, the sons of bitches who do this, they ought to ban the Bible. You know what the Bible's full of? You know what the Bible is full of? Incest and child rape and child murder and psychopathic dreams fueled by drugs of some sort, right? Huh? Huh? Think about, what was the Sodom and Gomorrah couple? Was that Lot and his old lady, and she turned around into a pillar? Was it Lot? Was that who it was? And then after they fled, Lot's daughters... are like freaked out, so they go in and boing dad, right? Hey, let's go do dad and get pregnant. Jeez! Now that kind of stuff I think you ought to keep from the little children of Alabama. But Alice Walker's The Color Purple? Uh-huh. Or Tennessee Williams or Truman Capote? Anyway, here we go. Alabama Republican lawmaker Gerald Allen says homosexuality is an unacceptable lifestyle. So he's introduced a bill under which public school libraries can no longer buy copies of plays or books or anything by gay authors or about gay characters. His name is Gerald Allen. I saw him on CBS last night on television. What a thug, what a Nazi this guy looks like, right?
I don't look at it as censorship, he said. I look at it as protecting the hearts and souls and minds of our children.
Get rid of your filthy Bible first, buddy, okay? Get rid of that, where it talks about stoning your child to death if she gives you any back talk. Get rid of that, you freak. Get rid of that incest and mass murder. Let's cross over into Canaan, and God told us to go over there. Now, Moses, you can't come, but your boy Joshua is going to lead us. We're going to go over there, and we're going to butcher everybody! Get rid of your Bible. Get rid of your pornographic Bible, Mr. Allen. Huh? Tennessee Williams, Gore Vidal, Truman Capote, Alice Walker. Gone! Nazi book burning. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much these people just turn my stomach? So now it's out there. He's introduced the bill. You pig. I wish you'd rapture on out of here. I sure do. Down in Texas, you notice how all this stuff happens right here in the South. Oh, by the way, J. Beach Stoner died today, 81 years old. Can I get an amen? Huh? This racist lard ass who bombed churches, who was responsible for promoting hate and racism and bigotry, has gone to hell. And the world is a cleaner place now that J. B. Stoner's dead. Just so you might like to know, he was 81 years old, and at the time of his death, he's still saying nigger, nigger, nigger. He ran for governor. He ran for lieutenant governor of Georgia back in 76 and got 81,000 votes. Say hi to Satan, JB. Huh? What's it like down there tonight? Hotter than hell, isn't it, huh? You thought it was hot in Georgia in the summer? Try hell, JB. It's really bad down there, isn't it, boy? Huh? And you notice something funny? Notice all those little Negro demons running around you sticking pitchforks in you, JB. You never thought it'd be like that, did you, boy? Where was I? Oh, that's right. In Odessa, Texas, the school board out there has voted unanimously to add a Bible class to its high school curriculum. Hundreds of people, most of them supporters of this idea, packed the school board meeting last night. More than 6,000 Odessa residents had signed a petition supporting the idea. Huh? How about that? Odessa, what the hell is wrong with you now? Barring any hurdles, the class should be added to the curriculum in fall 2006 and taught as history. The board had heard a presentation in March from Mike Johnson, representative of the Greensboro, North Carolina-based National Council of Bible Curriculum in Public Schools, and he convinced them. He said, no, you got to have religion. Teach it as history. Okay, fair enough. After the break, when we come back, I have some questions about what sort of history you're going to teach, if you're going to teach Christian or biblical history. Okay? You really want it? You folks in Odessa really serious? Okay, let's talk about it. This is Air America, your hate speech central!
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Imagine a natural diet ingredient that kills your appetite and helps to tackle obesity. Imagine a rare herb that simply tells your brain you're full. Imagine you can try it risk-free with a 100% money-back guarantee. No need to imagine, it's true. H57 Hoodia is finally available in America in its purest form. The Bushmen of Africa have been harvesting Hoodia for thousands of years to curb hunger, and all you have to do is take two pills before each meal to help reduce your hunger. H57 South African Hoodia will make you less hungry to help you lose more weight than you ever imagined. Don't be fooled by overpriced imitators. Only H57 Hoodia has the pure Hoodia from South Africa that's been proven to work. The amazing results have been featured on 60 Minutes, CBS News, the BBC, and in newspapers around the world. Don't miss out. Call now for your risk-free supply of H57 South African Hoodia. 1-800-227-0361. That's toll-free. 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money-back guarantee. 1-800-227-0361. Or visit myh57.com.
Just over a year ago, a group of brave investors, a handful of talk show hosts with strong opinions, and a team of people on a mission launched a new talk radio network. Air America went from the bottom to the top in 12 months, and cameras were rolling for the entire ride. Join the Mike 92.1 for a screening of HBO's Left of the Dial, Monday, May 9th at 6:30 at Hawks on State Street. See it again, or see it for the first time with Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
How are you doing in this fiscally irresponsible Republican era? Who do you got there, Chris?
Mark, this is a little weird. We have you on line one.
Hello?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Dude, I'm calling from 50 years in the future.
That's possible? Well, cool.
I knew you wouldn't be freaked out about this, man. I mean, you're a visionary.
Well, hey, thanks, man. I never get that. So tell me, how did this happen?
Well, look, time travel is hard to explain, so let me simplify it. You know how you get 5 bars on your cell phone? Well, this is the 6th bar, and that's actually all I can tell you without messing up the time-space continuum thing.
All right, well, I'm good with that. That's cool. What's going on, man?
All right, well, this is weird. You know how they said the price of gasoline would go up a penny a day for, like, forever?
Yeah.
It did. Straight on through the fuel riots of 2020, and now a gallon of gas costs about $182.
I knew it. God, that's ridiculous.
Well, not really. Not really, if you think about it. Movie tickets are around $300, but you got to factor in everyone makes about $500K a year now.
Wow. Do we?
We'll talk about that off air. But the gas thing, People give it to each other as gifts, man. Married couples register at Texaco. People leave their gas tanks to their grandkids in their wills. It's like diamonds used to be before we learned how to make them out of meat.
What?
Never mind. The point is, gas is very valuable.
So, hey, future Mark, hey, buddy, you're breaking up here. What, they haven't fixed cell phone reception yet?
Since the comet hit, the planet swips off its axis every couple of hours, so there's a big shift. Some tidal waves and stuff, everybody grabs onto something, a couple of species drop out, you get used to it. All right, see? There, it stopped.
All right, so, okay, so now the important stuff. What do I look like 50 years from now?
Well, the good news is, the stretch pants are very slimmy. I'm just buzzing your hump, man. Look, we look the same, buddy. Everyone looks great in the future. I had a date with a 73-year-old last night. Smoking hot. Chicks not aging really opens up the whole playing field.
I'm not married anymore.
Oh, yeah, you're married, but you're not dead, buddy. Don't worry, man. After the whole AIDS thing got cured, the whole monogamy thing was like, you know, what's the point? You know, when scientists disproved the Bible, all that went out the window. Well, listen, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, talk to you later. That was a weird experience.
You know, you really haven't changed much in 50 years. That's all I can say.
Mike921.com. Join the open mic to get email updates from Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Past the hour. So this Texas school board has decided, they voted unanimously to add a Bible class to the high school curriculum. They're going to call it history. People for the American Way criticized this council vote, saying the materials are going to be used promote religion.
Well, if they're going to use the Bible, yeah, I would think so.
The guy from North Carolina who convinced, from Greensboro, North Carolina, who convinced the people in Odessa, Texas to vote this in, said students in the class would learn such things as the geography of the Middle East. Can you believe that? And the influence of the Bible on history and culture. Okay. He went on to say, how can students understand Da Vinci's Last Supper or Handel's Messiah if they don't understand the reference from which they came? Oh, that's cool. Okay, you're going to teach history? The influence of the Bible on history and culture, really? Are you going to teach about all the death and destruction brought to this planet by the influence of the Bible? You're going to teach about how a Christian nation, Germany, decided to murder 6-7 million Jews, not to mention a few socialists and Catholics and gypsies thrown in? I'm sorry, not gypsies, Roma. You going to talk about that in your Bible class? How about the Crusades? You going to talk about how the Bible was used to slaughter people all over Southern Europe as the Crusaders marched through on their way to the Holy Land, and the slaughter of people once they got there? You're going to talk about how the Crusades, as they went through Southern Europe, stopped in villages and rounded up the Jews? Now I'm talking about the 11th, 12th centuries, rounded up the local Jews and burned them alive? You're going to talk about that in your history class? You're going to talk about the Inquisition. You're going to talk about what happened to Muslims and Jews in Spain in the 15th century? You're going to talk about that? That's history. That's history brought about by the influence of the Bible on culture. You're going to talk about that? Are you going to give descriptions of how people were literally pulled to pieces and burned alive and their heads crushed under stones while they begged for mercy? You're going to talk about that? You're going to talk about how the Bible was used to destroy Native American culture from Central and South America and the islands that border this country all the way into what is now the United States? You're going to talk about that? You're going to talk about how the Bible thumpers decided to salt blankets they gave to the so-called Indians with typhoid? You're going to talk about that? Are you going to talk about in your Bible history class the anti-science nature of every single thing that is in the Bible? Are you going to talk about the psychopathic, murderous nonsense that you find in the book of Revelation? Is that going to be taught? How people's clothes are going to fall off and they're going to float into heaven? Are you going to talk about seven-headed demons and the whore of Babylon and this and that and the other come roaring down the main street of Odessa, Texas? You're going to teach how the Bible influenced history? Are you going to talk about the scientists and astronomers who were struggling to bring about the age of reason 200 or 300 years before the age of reason finally took hold, and what happened to those people? How they were crushed and beaten and imprisoned and burned alive? Are you going to do the talking snake theory of creation in your history class instead of Darwin? People of Odessa, Texas, you're doomed. Goodbye. Teach the Bible as history. I'll tell you what, why don't you teach the Bible in a comparative religion class? Why don't you bring forth the ancient Hebrew texts and the Islamic texts and the Christian texts and the Bhagavad Gita and the pillars of Buddhism and Native American culture and some of those old Mexicans that y'all down there in Odessa, Texas butchered in order to steal their country? Teach some of the, like, the peyote-based religions? Why don't you teach all of that if you really want to get into teaching comparative religion? But of course, that's not what you're about. And I shudder to think what's going to happen to your kids' SAT scores down there in Odessa, Texas. Welcome to Votech, kiddies. They'll teach you how to be good welders. Not that there's anything wrong with being a welder. How to put them old roofing shingles on when the temperature's 110 degrees there in Odessa. Not that there's anything wrong. We need people who put on roofing shingles, don't we? No college for you. Rebuild those carburetors, huh? Get your ass out there and fix that old John Deere tractor up, boy. And you, Missy, just get into the kitchen and squirt out a few more babies for Jesus, okay? Let's get real here. Let's get real. All right. There we go. It's our America.
That's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned our government must be strong. It's always right and never wrong. Our leaders are the finest men, and we elect them again and again. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Do you want cheap, high-speed internet access provided by your city? There's just one thing in your way. Telecommunications companies. Corporations like Comcast are fighting to stop cities and towns from offering low-cost, high-speed internet directly to their residents. Why? They're afraid of competition. Mother Jones reports from Tri-Cities, Illinois, where not one company offered reliable high-speed internet access to homes. So citizens asked the city to install high-speed internet for everyone. Comcast and SBC got worried. The companies fought back with a $300,000 campaign, and the plan was defeated. Now corporations like Comcast are lobbying state legislatures to stop cities from providing high-speed internet. 14 cities have already passed restrictions. It seems making a buck for these corporations has become more important than citizens' access to information on the internet. In a democracy built on an informed citizenry, this really should worry us all. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-800-79-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think NEXIUM, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if NEXIUM is right for you.
Progressive Sound Off with Al Franken here on the Mike 92.1.
Hi, Chrissy. How was your weekend?
I had a very nice weekend. How was yours?
Good. Did you see the Justice Sunday thing with Frist?
I did. I did. I've seen clips here and there, and I've heard about it.
We didn't report this today. It was all over the papers. But again, delay. You have a new. There's a new thing with delays.
A new twist to the delay stuff. It turns out that trip that we've talked about that he took to London and Scotland, the very fancy, luxurious vacation.
He got the golf at St. Andrews.
Yes, he did, yes.
Very jealous.
But it turned out that the travel, the airline tickets for that trip were actually charged to Jack Abramoff's credit card. Jack Abramoff is that lobbyist who has
now,
been...
Now, why is that a problem? I mean, somebody's got to pay for it.
Well, somebody does, but lobbyists aren't allowed to. They are not allowed to pay for travel.
Would that be a rule?
It's against the law for that to happen.
Okay.
And DeLay's whole thing with this has said that he had no idea that Jack Abramoff paid for anything.
Well, maybe
no
he didn't.
Idea Jack Abramoff was involved.
Maybe he didn't.
But the former DeLay chief of staff, a woman named Susan Hirschman, confirmed that, yes, she was working with Abramoff's law firm, Preston Gates, about the trip itinerary, about the details, about the flight.
Well, he should fire Susan Hirschman.
Or maybe
fire
pay
DeLay.
A little bit of attention.
Tell me when we're breaking the law. Haven't I said in this office if I've said it once, I've said it a million times. When we're breaking the law, let me know. So I can add it to the list.
Well, it's like he has his own don't ask, don't tell policy for lobbyist contributions in his office.
Can you
as long
tell,
as he doesn't know about it.
Can you tell the Marine story?
The New York Times profiles Company E. It was a Marine troop that was over in Iraq. They lost a third of their men, and it goes through all of the different equipment they didn't have, troops they didn't have. A really disturbing story. Everybody should take a look at it.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1 and Cuts Fitness for Men, want to help you get cut for a cause. Are you going to race for a cure? Bike across the state to raise funds and awareness. Do you want to be in great shape so you can help your cause even more this year? Get cut for a cause. Log on to themike921.com. Tell us why you want to get cut and what your cause is. 10 qualified. Will train at Cuts Fitness for Men. And our winners will get prizes for themselves and for their cause. Register today at themike921.com.
The American Association of Retired Persons is opposing President Bush's plans for Social Security. Why would they do that? If you want to know the truth about old people, talk to the people who know them.
Old people are needy. I need a ride. I need a walker. I need something to eat. Could somebody please help me? I'm in the toilet. I can't get out. It's horrendous.
I had to spend 15 minutes helping my mother find her glasses because she forgot where she put them. Just forgot.
Dude, they crap in their pants.
Enough about World War II. I get it. You were there.
I'm sorry, but if you're going to dinner at 4 o'clock, you really don't need more money.
You liberated Auschwitz. You were there. I understand. Can we watch The Apprentice now?
And when they wear those diapers, they can pee right on themselves, too. Just pee.
Brian! My name is Brian! God! I remember this one time, my uncle, he was on the floor. I thought he was having a heart attack or he's dead or something. Turns out he wasn't. Just on the floor.
Who the hell is Bobby? Nobody knows Bobby!
Dude, they crapped their pants.
Old people. They oppose President Bush's plans for Social Security. Isn't it time they died already? Paid for by Switchboat Veterans for whatever cause is being funded by the right-wing millionaires at the moment.
Wow. That's,
you've done it now.
That's powerful stuff. I mean, it's awful what those people do.
Pal Pals, the nation's leaders in progressive talk, are on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Streaming at themike921.com.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
The home of Randy Rhodes. 26 before the hour. You go, girl. I'm not completely clear on what happened. I'll find out. I'll email her. She'll write to me. So don't send me any emails explaining it, okay? I don't have time to read them now. But I have a pretty good idea what happened. All I can say is, I'm going to send her an email and ask her whose ass she wants me to kick. Right? You don't mess with my girl Randy without going through me.
Ooh.
Ooh, really? it's a non-story, but I love it anyway. Quickly, half of all Americans, according to Gallup, half of all Americans, exactly 50%, now say the Bush administration deliberately misled Americans about whether Iraq had WMDs. Really? Exactly 50%? My goodness. The pollster said this is the highest percentage that Gallup has found on this measure since the question was first asked in late May of 2003. Yada, yada. Also, according to that latest poll, more than half of Americans, 54% of Americans, disapprove of the way Bush is handling the situation in Iraq. 53% now believe that the U.S. invasion of Iraq was not worth it, which is not really all that... It's not as good a news as it sounds because, as editor and publisher reminds us, a majority of the public began to think the Vietnam War was a mistake in the summer of 1968, and the U.S. didn't pull out for five more years, and thousands more Americans and Vietnamese were murdered. Speaking of that, the other day, on the 25th, which I believe was Monday, there was an article in the New York Times, Bloodied Marines Sound Off About Want of Armor and Men. In other words, about how the Bush crime family has left our soldiers, who have no damn business being where they are, left our soldiers and our Marines totally unprotected. Listen, this is from Lori Dunn. From San Clemente, California, your front page photo to the editor. Your front page photograph of the Humvee outfitted with cobbled together armor, in which four Marines died last May in Ramadi, Iraq, brought on a rush of tears and a sadness that I had not felt for some time. The sight of that useless vehicle, provided by what is supposed to be the strongest military force in the world, is a sickening sight. My son, an infantry officer in the Marine Corps, is home from Iraq and is safe, but I can't help mourning the loss of those brave, selfless fallen boys of Company E. I feel so angry about the lack of relatively simple protection that they deserved. I also can't stop thinking about the question the media asked so many times at the beginning of the war, how many is too many, referring to the number of deaths the Bush administration would accept in Iraq. They should have asked the mother of any Marine, soldier, or sailor. The answer is one, just one. From Evelyn in Houston. To the editor, I read with great sadness your article about Marines in Iraq whose lives are forfeited because they have inadequate protection from poorly armored Humvees. You report that Captain Kelly Royer, quote, said that he photographed the Humvees in which his men died to show to any official who asked about the condition of their armor, and no one ever asked, end quote. Who is holding President Bush, Vice President Dick Cheney, and Defense Secretary Rumsfeld accountable for the heavy human toll from this questionable war fought for non-existent weapons of mass destruction, for soldiers being killed while driving in poorly armored vehicles, and for the innocent people, Americans, Iraqis, and others who have died or been maimed? This country is being run according to a faith-based ideology in which reality takes a back seat. Why has there been no accountability? Why don't the decision makers seem to care? That's from Evelyn Karush in Houston. From Carolyn Gardner. Notice the gender of the letter writers. From Carolyn to the editor, in reading your article about the continuing lack of armor, vehicles, and manpower for our forces in Iraq, I kept asking myself, where is the outrage of the American people? Where is the outrage of Congress? I wish that the same leaders who are so eager to proclaim that every life is sacred were half as eager to act on behalf of our military men and women who are dying needlessly. The Bush administration and Congress are negligent for allowing this, and the American public appears to be mindlessly apathetic. If all Americans with "Support the Troops" ribbons on their cars would call their elected officials demanding adequate armor and supplies, this problem would be solved. Then we would really be doing something to support the troops. Carolyn Gardner wrote that from Devon, PA. Katie Maniades from Groton, Mass. writes this. To the editor, my older brother decided to join the Army. It is outrageous that the men and women fighting overseas are not getting the proper protection, that they are not being supplied with suitable armor and have voiced their complaint about it, and yet no one has helped them. Why do we have people fighting? From Mary Graves, writing from East Hampton, New York. To the editor, it is shocking the company Marines had to struggle in order to have adequately armored vehicles and the equipment to do their jobs and protect their own lives. You report that even some maps they were given to plan raids were several years old, and that when a company intelligence expert later went to work for the Defense Intelligence Agency, he discovered up-to-date imagery that had not found its way to the front lines. Even worse, when Captain Royer asked whether the company would be getting more factory-armored Humvees, a high-ranking Marine official said they had not been requested and there were no, and that there were production constraints. If the Defense Department can't even get up-to-date imagery to the front lines, it is incompetent. From Julia Humphreys, writing from Daly City, California, to the editor, lack of armor, not enough troops, and thrown into harm's way by a government that was so naive or stupid that it thought our troops would be met with roses. Why are the parents of these brave dead and wounded not banging on the doors of the White House? Why are they not screaming at these officials safe behind their desks who sent our young people to fight and die without the necessary equipment? And from Donald Lee Rome, writing from West Hartford, Connecticut, to the editor. 2 years into the Iraq War and the Humvee armor program is still incomplete. 2.5 years into World War II, and we were a few months away from D-Day. I guess the tax cuts must be more important to the White House. Sad. Sad. Letters to the editor in today's New York Times. And the military still supports the psychopathic group of killers in the White House who are sending our people to kill and die? How many? How many are dead now? How many Americans? We know how many Iraqis are dead. 100,000 plus. We know the slaughter. How many Americans are dead now? Do you have any idea, Truth Seeker? You have to go to a website, don't you? Huh? 1,500? 1,600? How many? How many wounded? 10,000? 20? And these smirking, lying killers in the Bush crime family continue to send people to kill and die and kill and die and kill and die and kill and die. How come we're not in the streets exercising our constitutionally protected right to petition the government for redress of grievances? Eh? How come there's not 10 million of us swarming towards D.C.? Why? Why not 15 million? Surely we could rouse 5% of the population of this country if 53% say this is an exercise in utter murderous futility based on lies. Surely 5% of us could go protest. Wouldn't you think? Mike sent me an email. It's a copy that he sent to the policymakers in the Bush crime family and the policy reporters in the mass media. And here's what it says. Dear policymakers, we just murdered 100,000 people in Iraq, and all the mass media has to say is the CIA concluded its 18-month search for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and nothing was found. And prior to that, the media talked at great length of terrorists still at large. What would Bush and the Bush administration, the mass media, do without an enemy to create a sense of worth to the public and to create xenophobia, racism, and bigotry? Bush, there are no weapons in Iraq. Where in the Bible, Bush, does Jesus bless the murder of innocent children? Where in the Bible, Bush, does Jesus bless the murder of innocent men, women, and children for oil, greed, power, and politics? Mr. Bush, there's something seriously wrong with you? To those in the USA, how do you feel? How do you feel that your tax money is being used to blow the heads off innocent children? Huh? Sincerely, Mike Elmendorf. Watch your back, Mike. Regarding the pictures of Bush and the Saudi prince holding hands, Harold from New York sent an email out here to some of us. There's the picture, the cover of the New York Post, Bush and this Saudi murderer holding hands. And Harold writes, kind of gets you right here, puts his hand on his heart. Our president holding hands with this tyrannical dictator. Know this, the man Bush is holding hands with thinks it's just okie-dokie to stone a woman to death if she is raped. And will behead a woman accused of adultery. The textbooks in this man's kingdom teach children that Jews are pigs. If Bush thinks he can get anything out of this guy by just holding hands, he's in for a big surprise. Someone should remind these two that marriage in this country is still between a man and a woman. That never stopped Bush from getting in bed with tyrannical dictators before. And you know what? You can imagine a visibly jealous Condoleezza Rice muttering, "Oh, just get a room, why don't you?"
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear, which means I'm in control of my allergies. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs, free. Go to Claritin.com. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound Orrick XL is a marvelous cleaning machine, and it's so light it's a pleasure to use. It outperforms vacuums weighing 3 times as much, and it's so sanitary it won't spew a cloud of dust back in your face the way those other bagless vacuums do. And to keep it running like new, we'll give you 3 free annual tune-ups. Try my amazing 8-pound Orrick XL risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
47% of the workforce does not get health insurance from their employers. And the number of uninsured Americans in this country is 45 million. This is what they do to you. This administration is sort of bullying people into believing that gambling is the only way that they can make a buck.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
This is my dream diary from last night because I got to bring it into my therapist this week. I'm listening to my iPod while I'm standing online at the multiplex. I'm going to go see Hotel Rwanda because I hear it's fantastic. Just then I hear a familiar voice. Mark, it's the iPod. Damn! Why don't you go see Sahara with Matthew McConaughey, Steve Zahn, and Penelope Cruz? The Portland Oregonian says it's surprisingly entertaining. Tune out. I said, because it looks like such a giant piece of crap, that's why. Then how about Beauty Shop with Queen Latifah and Alicia Silverstone? Variety called it a sunny and sassy comedy. I say, no, no. What's the matter, Mark? Don't you like black people? I say, hey, wait, that's not it. It just looks lame, okay? And I really want to see Hotel Rwanda. Is that not black enough for you? Mark, if you don't go see popular movies, you won't be able to talk to your coworkers about them. Without shared pop culture experiences, you'll be alone. Go see Guess Who with Ashton Kutcher. I say, no, I'm not gonna see Sahara. I'm not going to see Beauty Shop. And I'm not going to see anything with Ashton Kutcher, ever. I'm here to see Hotel Rwanda, all right? Let it go. The iPod says, Mark, no one's impressed by your alternative tastes. You're just a misfit who can't relate to other people. And you're not getting any younger. I get up to the booth, and the ticket kid says, which movie? Just then, a jolt of electricity starts shooting into my brain, and I'm like, ow! Oh, God! It's excruciating! You know, it's just killing me, and I finally say, all right, Sahara! I want to see Sahara, and give me tickets for the Ashton Kutcher movie later. And the Charlotte Observer says, this Kutcher's most relaxed and sensitive work on film. The electricity stops, and the iPod says, good, Mark. Now order the Super Combo. That's three jumbo drinks, a garbage bag full of buttered corn, and your choice of delicious candy. Tune out. I woke up and my bed was filled with gummy worms. You see what I'm saying, man? How's that grab you?
Take this cough test. Name this cough. That's a flu and cold cough. That's a COPD cough or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Any persistent cough should be checked by your doctor. Don't take chances. Get answers. Visit the American Lung Association online at lungusa.org. The American Lung Association, improving life one breath at a time.
On the mic.
The Al Franken Show is my favorite show.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
It's 10 before the hour. All right. I want to talk with Michael, who's called in from Illinois. Michael has wanted to call when we've had teenager night, but he was under the age of 13. Today's your birthday, Michael?
That's right.
And you just turned 13 today? Well, welcome to the program. I don't know. I guess welcome to the program. This is this gets pretty weird sometimes. You sure you want to participate?
I'll try.
All right. What's up?
First, quick question. Do you know when you're going to get an Air America station, whether you're on it or not, in Chicago here? You know?
I think one's coming fairly soon, although those decisions are made, Michael, way above my pay grade. I just hope it soon happens. I had literally hundreds of thousands of listeners in Chicago who have been denied the pleasure of listening to this program, and I would hate like hell to think that Air America will go on in Chicago without this program, although that may happen for a while. So but again, I have no idea. The guys in the suits here at Air America, all of whom I love dearly, make those decisions, not me.
Yeah, well, at least we'll have something. If not you, at least Randy or someone, but...
Well, let's hope. If not me, certainly Randy. If not Randy, certainly me. Because we're kind of the frick and the frack of this network. The 1-2 punch,
yeah.
You know, she gets him in the jaw and I get him in the groin.
All right.
Or well, vice versa.
I was going to talk about how when you look at the CIA and, you know, they have the report and they say that they weren't influenced by Bush to change their outlook on things and...
Yeah.
You know, how could they have possibly all been wrong? It's their profession to protect America and to know this stuff. And, you know, some people tell me, well, if maybe they have disclosed information that Saddam was going to attack us and, you know, it's
No, they're liars, Michael. The quick answer, the two-word answer, yeah. Three-word answer, they are liars.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm not talking about the intelligence people. The intelligence people were feeding the information that said there's no there. There's nothing there. There is no threat. There's nothing there. And the Bush crime family took this information, totally altered it, or went out to a CIA headquarters and said, change this. Change this around. Or the Bush crime family change it themselves. But you have to remember something, Michael, that every single thing that comes from any spokesman or spokeswoman of this government is a lie.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Now, if you start from, if that's your operating principle when you listen, just like everything that came out of the mouths of the Soviet Union leadership, that came out of the mouths of the Nazi Germany leadership, that came out of the mouths of the fascist Italian leadership, came out of the mouths of Pinochet's government in Chile, every single word when you're dealing with a dictatorship is a lie. That's the point you have to start from, Michael.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you were saying earlier in the show, only, you know, half of Americans practically think that we were misled. You know, how is that possible? How is that possible? Is everyone drinking the Kool-Aid here? You know?
Yes. Yes.
It's amazing that people could be that stupid that they just couldn't see that.
Yes. You're absolutely right. It's worse than stupidity. But let me change it. Ignorance is curable. I think stupidity is terminal, but this is worse. This is called willful ignorance. It is when a reality is presented. I don't care what the reality is. Can be about science, can be about politics, can be about invading another country, it can be about the laws of gravity. It doesn't matter. But the truth is presented, and the person to whom the truth is being presented willfully and consciously denies it. That's called willful ignorance. And there is no cure for willful ignorance, Michael. And I think that's what so many people in this country suffer from. Either they don't want to take the time to believe the truth, or they're terrified that the truth will destroy them, or that they'll have to change government in a very radical way if they accept it. I don't know what it is, but it's called willful ignorance, and it's toxic. And it's to me, in my reading of history, it's one of the first signs of the downfall of a culture, is when the majority of people engage in willful ignorance.
Yeah, exactly. I've told some people, if we continue on like this, we're going to fall just like Rome did. And this whole we're America, we'll never fall like that. The Romans fell, the British fell from the top of the world,
Right, yeah. Right. Well, I don't either. Michael, I'll tell you what, I hope you're going to be a regular, okay? Call us as often as you like. And congratulations on being 13. To a lot of cultures, you have now reached the age of reason, So good luck, hang in there. And remember something, Michael, it's your world, okay?
All right.
It's all yours, buddy. I hope you and your cohort will do something with it. Take care. Talk to you later, Michael. We'll be back. Quick break. This is Air America, the home of my girl, Randy Rhodes.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
I don't claim to be as good at interpreting the apocalyptic signs of revelations as the Christian right or the entertainment executives at NBC, but there are signs that the Lord is getting tired of the people who keep using his name in vain. I'll report, you decide. 1. Tom DeLay's sleazy lobbyist pal Jack Abramoff is making plea bargain sounding remarks that DeLay knew about everything. 2. Dick Cheney's choice for UN Ambassador, John Bolton, has been left hanging in the wind by the conscience of Republican George Voinovich, an event as miraculous as the parting of the Red Sea. 3. Bill Frist, Harvard doctor turned born-again creationist, lost control of his Republican caucus during the Bolton hearing and seems unlikely to regain it for the filibuster nuclear option, making his born-again presidential campaign conversion seem as foolish as it is transparent. Is this the end of days for the Republican majority? I leave that to a higher power to decide, but they should be careful what they pray for. I'm Katrina Vandenhoevel, editor of The Nation for Air America. For more, go to thenation.com.
Listen up, men. You can now get a free 30-day sample box of Enzyte, the once-a-day tablet for natural male enhancement. Although launched in 2001, Enzyte continues to be the best-selling male supplement in North America, with millions of satisfied long-term users. Enzyte customers report significant improvement in sexual response and quality. Non-prescription Enzyte is extremely effective, yet has not shown to interact with medications or have adverse side effects. Enzyte has a 93% customer satisfaction rating and an 83% reorder rate. If you would like a free 30-day sample box, just visit Enzyte.com. That's Enzyte.com. Or call 1-800-778-5290. Free samples are only available while supplies last, so call 1-800-778-5290. 1-800-778-5290. Enzyte, the once-a-day tablet for natural male enhancement. 1-800-778-5290.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
The Republicans are unequivocally masters at driving the truck over the veterans and kicking them to the side of the road like roadkill. They are! If you get into an argument or a discussion with any type of righty, they're in denial on this issue. because they've got that sticker on the back of their soccer mom van.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
What we teach our children about money can stay with them a lifetime.
Luis Alonso of the Employee Benefit Research Institute.
Have you taught and encouraged your child to save? Teach saving through your own good example and save for your child's future. Plan early. Choose to save.
Target how much you need to save by completing the ballpark estimate worksheet at www.choosetosave.org. That's choosetosave.org.
Plan early. Choose to save.
That's choosetosave.org.
I'm Dan Roth, and I'm on the mic. The mic.
Streaming online at themike921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News. I'm Paul Chambers. A House Ethics Committee now appears likely to hold an inquiry into the overseas trips taken by Majority Leader Tom DeLay. And the chamber has also voted to scrap a controversial rules change Democrats insist was made to protect DeLay. More from John Bisney.
House Republicans had come under pressure from Democrats and hometown editorials over the rules change, which made it easier to dismiss a complaint against a member. Democrats, in fact, boycotted the panel, preventing it from meeting. Rules Committee Chairman David Dreyer now insists that's the reason for the about face.
It's even more important now for us to move back to the rules of the 108th Congress. Why? So that we can, in fact, let the Ethics Committee begin their work.
And the panel back in business will hear voluntarily from Tom DeLay, the Republican leader Democrats charged was to be protected by the rules changed to begin with. The panel admonished him for questionable fundraising 3 times last year. John Bisney, CNN Radio, Capitol Hill.
Republicans continue to chip away at abortion rights. The House has passed legislation that would make it illegal to dodge parental consent laws by taking minors across state lines for abortions. President Bush has proposed building oil refineries on the sites of closed military bases. Barbara Starr reports the move could provide some political cover.
In the next 2 weeks, in fact, the Pentagon will have a new list of military bases that it proposes to close. And most analysts, most military specialists looking ahead believe that many of those proposed bases might be in Louisiana and Texas, oil-rich states, states where the congressional delegations are very opposed to shutting down military bases.
The president's energy proposals also include encouraging the construction of nuclear power plants. Surprise testimony in the Michael Jackson trial. Ex-wife Debbie Rowe called Jackson her friend and said she was never pressured to make a video praising the singer. This is CNN Radio News.
According to the EPA, nearly all fish contain traces of mercury. Yet fish is a rich source of omega-3s, important for the health of our heart, mind, and joints. So how do you know your omega-3 supplement is safe? TriOmega removes toxins with an advanced process no ordinary omega-3 can match. And it's concentrated, so unlike others, you only need one each day. Be sure it's pure. Get TriOmega. In fact, if it doesn't say TriOmega, throw it back.
This Mother's Day, show Mom how smart you are and what a good job she did teaching you the value of a dollar. Go to Overstock.com, where you can save up to 70% off retail prices. So you can afford to spoil her with something practical like a memory foam pillow so that she can have sweet dreams about you. Or something sparkly that will dazzle her every time she looks at it. Overstock.com. They have it all. Go online and discover the secret of saving and make Mom proud.
Georgia authorities have called off a search for a woman who went jogging Tuesday night and disappeared just days before her wedding. Fiancé John Mason says it's not a case of a bride-to-be getting cold feet.
Credit cards, her pocketbook, her money, her keys, her car, her diamond, everything that she owns is in the home. This is cold feet. It's the weirdest case of cold feet I've ever seen.
More than 150 police officers combed 5 square miles of Duluth, Georgia, looking for the woman. Orlando, Florida police hope a photo they're passing around will help find an exploited girl. The girl is shown reclining on a couch. Authorities say she may be a possible witness in an internet child pornography investigation. The death toll in the Japanese train wreck is now up to 101. More than 450 people were injured. Rescuers at the crash site found at least 19 bodies Wednesday and 4 on Thursday. This is news from CNN Radio. The California Highway Patrol is exploring the use of the state's traffic monitoring camera system to fight freeway crimes like the recent rash of deadly freeway shootings. Jim Roop has more.
Four are dead, one man still in the hospital after five separate car-to-car shootings in recent weeks on SoCal freeways. The CHP says it would be great to retro the traffic cameras to be able to use them as a crime-fighting tool. Doug Failing with Caltrans says it will cost, but it can be done.
It's not really a system that was set up to be able to be used for identification. You can't see at night. You can't see on cloudy day, on, you know, inclement weather. You can't see very well.
There is also the Big Brother issue, but most drivers say if it stops road rage and car-to-car shootings, then lights, camera, action. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
Efforts continue to stop the slaughter of wild horses. Ranchers are opposed, saying the horses and burros eat the habitat needed by cattle. Others say the wild horses should be left alone. I'm Paul Chambers. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
You know, I have a shredder.
You bought one?
Well, yeah, I got paranoid about identity theft. And I thought about the guys going through the garbage. You're sort of like, wow, this must be important stuff. It's very important. Things that go on in my apartment. Thank God I got a shredder. But shredder detritus, is that what you would call it? It's good. It looks like it's important.
Shred mulch.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
College. One small word that can add up to big bucks.
Dallas Salisbury is CEO of the Employee Benefit Research Institute.
College isn't cheap, and the cost increases each year. But if you set goals, start early, and take advantage of the tools available, you can pass the tuition test.
Visit www.choosetosave.org.
Plan today and choose to save.
That's choosetosave.org.
On Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1. Online at themike921.com.
Welcome back, about 7 past the hour. This is Air America Radio. I was just pausing there, just thinking if I want to mention again this attack on Air America and in general and specifically on the Randy Rhoads program because of a comedy spoof apparently that happened on her program. I don't even know that she was there. It happened. Was she there when it occurred? I don't have enough details at all, but it was on her. She took responsibility for it. It was brought up in little Scotty McClellan's toy press conference today, and yada 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 yada. I was watching. I looked over my shoulder here at the monitor that we have in my little broadcast area here at the studio. And earlier tonight, there was the Scarborough program, and the caption they had was, Air America, home of hate speech? You know, somebody ought to ask Scarborough about whether or not he got Lori Klositis, how do you say it? Lori Klositis? The woman who worked for him, if he got her pregnant and then had her murdered in order to cover it up. You know, let's not talk about... Or how about G. Gordon Liddy, who suggested putting bullets in people's heads? What about Novak, who outed a CIA agent, and God knows how many people were killed around that? You know, these people make me sick. They just make me sick. Lori Klositis. Klositis? Damn it. How do you pronounce it? Klositis? Lori Klositis? The young woman who apparently was in excellent physical condition, who was found with her head bashed in Joe Scarborough's office, and of course immediately in the Florida Panhandle, immediately after that he decided to drop out of politics and become one of these pig mouthpieces for Microsoft and General Electric, so they gave him his own show on MSNBC. It's just astonishing to me how this goes. So anyway, the program tonight is dedicated to my colleague, Randy Rhodes, and everybody on this network, even the ones who use a more a measured approach to these right-wing thugs. And, you know, we have the spectrum on this network from a measured approach all the way here to the Malloy program, where we just go absolutely insane and crazy, and, you know, I'm the dangerous one. Randy presents a program. If you listen, you know what Randy's program's about. You know what mine, you know what Al's about, you know what Janine and Sam's about. This concerted effort to put a bad thing on Air America, I say bring it on, because it's wonderful publicity. It's great publicity. Let these people, because there's no there, just like weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. There's nothing that Randy does or Janine does or Sam does or I do or Franken does or Morning Sedition or anybody does on this network that violates anything. It's just that this network and some of us on this network refuse any longer to roll over and play dead and let these thugs scratch our bellies. And they can't stand it. All of a sudden there's a network out here in 40 of the top 50 markets that is kicking ass, that are calling these thugs out, that are labeling them exactly what they are. Of course there's going to be a reaction. The pig man and the parrot boy predicted a year ago this network would never last. We're over a year old now. So, of course, there's going to be attacks. Divide and conquer. Oh, let's go after Randy Rhodes today. Let's go after Al Franken. No, can't go after Al Franken. He's too famous. Okay, let's go after Janine. No, she's, she's too famous. Okay, who are we going to go? Well, let's go after Randy Rhodes. It's not going to work. How about Ann Coulter, who said Clinton should be either impeached or assassinated? Huh? You know, you right-wing bastards, I get so sick of you, and I can speak for the network when I say that all of us that work on the air here are sick of you. We're just sick of you. This thug Michael Weiner, who goes by the name Savage, who talks about ramming cars with Carrie Edwards stickers or advocates killing all the gays. Huh? But hey, if we're getting simple Scotty McClellan to talk about us, it's a good thing, right? Who brought it up? Did they have another Guckert clone in there? Another one of Scotty's boyfriends? Not that there's anything wrong with that, but at least call it like it really is, Scotty. Come on. It's okay. I'd rather deal with a self-respecting gay man than a little hypocritical twerp like you. As a matter of fact, there's no comparison. Since Bush took office, the largest five oil companies operating in the United States have after-tax profits of $205 billion. This according to Tyson Slocum, who is Public Citizen's Mass Energy and Environmental Program Research Director. Slocum said today, "We need to examine the relationship between U.S. oil company profits and the higher prices for consumers in American industry. For example, in 2004, ExxonMobil chalked up the world's biggest ever profit for a single company, $25.3 billion. Is it possible, Tyson wants to know, that ExxonMobil and other U.S. oil companies are making part of their profits off price gouging? It is possible that just like Enron constricted supply in California by ordering power plants offline in order to create supply shortages to jack prices up, the U.S. oil companies are keeping supplies offline and waiting to release those supplies when prices rise enough to make it worth their while. The potential to do this is there. $205 billion. Oil companies in the United States are making a profit unknown in the history of the human race. They are making profits that take capitalism and turn it into something demonic, treacherous, unbelievably... I can't find the words. $205 billion after-tax profit, which, forget the after-tax thing, these thuggish companies, very few of them pay taxes anyway. So, meanwhile, out here in the street, faced with this discontent over high gas prices, Bush had some new ideas today. right? For coming up with an answer to what's going on. He said he couldn't provide any quick relief. He was at a Small Business Administration conference. And he's, you know, he said, well, nuclear power should be part of the long-term solution to the nation's energy challenge. He came up with plans to encourage construction of oil refineries and facilities for storing liquefied natural gas. Hey, moron, you can't refine something that's not there. It's over, George. When are you going to attack Venezuela? When are you going to attack Iran? And even if you do, it's over. Fossil fuel, it's over. It's over. Experts said that everything he came up with today might help ease America's fuel pinch in the long run for a while, but will not break the nation's reliance on fossil fuels or foreign oil. This reported by Ron Hutchinson and Seth Borenstein for Knight Ridder Newspapers. That's where I'm quoting from. An independent energy expert said it would be several years, if ever, before Americans would see any benefit from Bush's proposals. What a moron. What an absolute, total moron. You want to hear the moron in his own words? Okay, let's go. We got time? No? All right, we'll take a break. Then we'll come back. We've got, what do we got here? 5 sound bites from this freak today. Addressing the National Small Business Conference at the Washington Hilton Hotel. So we'll give you Bush in his own words when we come back. At least he didn't, like I mentioned, he didn't get all poetic about corn this time. And as we mentioned earlier tonight, Bush's solution to the so-called energy problem? Less government regulation! Of course! $205 billion in profit is not enough. These sons of bitches want $405 billion. They want $1 trillion. They want to keep just sucking it away from you. They want to keep destroying the planet, poisoning the environment, ripping gaping holes in the ozone, giving your kid asthma attacks, killing people left and right for their money. That's what they want. And Bush? Well, Bush is an oil man, sort of. Kind of, right? You'll hear what he's talking about when we come back. Stay with us. This is Air America.
It's about fear and control of those barrels of black gold. Yeah, step up, folks, to another war when we never really say what we're fighting for. It's easy to pretend we're defending our native soil. Put it in the headlines. I want to see it in big lights. Hello. It's about oil.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
For the best in truth-telling independent news, subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. This month, learn how 40 media outlets and nonprofits are saying that global warming doesn't exist after they got $8 million from ExxonMobil. Read about a sperm bank that only took donations from Nobel Prize winners. Plus, catch up on the latest in music, books, politics, and culture. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones brings you hard-hitting investigative reporting at readmojo.com.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com. From Fort Dodge Animal Health.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
You know, I got an email criticizing me saying I shouldn't be saying anything about Jenna Bush because, you know, presidential kids should be off limits and I'm better than that. And frankly, first of all, I'm not better than that. Jenna's an adult.
You go out of your way to draw attention to yourself. Say, like, dancing on a tabletop, yeah, flashing your thong. And you shouldn't complain about the attention.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
The last time I saw Paul was in the late summer of 2002, about 6 weeks before he died in a plane crash. It was an evening event in the Twin Cities. Paul was in the middle of an intense, dead-even Senate race. He'd been targeted as vulnerable by the National Republican Party, and money was flowing in from around the country for his opponent, a suit named Norm Coleman. Paul was fighting for his political life. The first thing he asked me was, "How's your mom?" I told Paul I had just visited her. It was tough, I said. I couldn't even have a conversation with her. Paul nodded and said, "You know, touch means so much." The next day, I took my mom out into the nursing home garden in her wheelchair. It was a beautiful day. I sat next to her for a couple of hours with my arm around her. I can't tell you whether it meant a thing to her, but it meant a lot to me. So that was Paul. Touch means so much wasn't the kind of thing you'd hear from a Michael Dukakis. I, along with innumerable people, loved Paul Wellstone for what he stood for what he fought for, and for who he was. I loved his wife, Sheila, too. I don't think I ever saw Paul without Sheila by his side. Paul died on October 25th, 2002, when his plane went down in northern Minnesota. Sheila, his daughter, Marcia, his driver, Will McLaughlin, two other close aides, Tom Lapick and Mary McAvoy, and two pilots died with him. 4 days later, C-SPAN, along with almost every Minnesota TV and radio station, carried a hastily put-together memorial service for Paul, Sheila, Marcia, Will, Tom, and Mary. I was there. It was a beautiful memorial, sometimes incredibly sad, sometimes funny, sometimes rowdy, and sometimes political. Some people watching on television were offended. Some people were moved. But the right saw an opening. They took moments out of context, lied about the rest, and used it as a political club to attack the Democrats. It won them the Senate in Minnesota and probably in Missouri, which means it gave Republicans control of the Senate.
People who paid for the drug Lupron could get money from a nationwide settlement about the cost, not the safety of Lupron. There are deadlines to act on your rights, so go to LupronClaims.com. That's LupronClaims.com.
Line at themike921.com. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1. He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's More Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
21 past the hour. It's Randy Rhodes night on the Malloy program. All right. Bush. Here he is. Mr. Brain Surgeon, discussing energy at the National Small Business Conference, the Washington Hilton Hotel today. As you listen to this one, just remember what he said. When was it? When he and his thugs stole the 2000 election, or when they stole the 2004 election? Who knows? Who cares? But whatever happened to, I just tell him, open his spigots.
The higher cost of gasoline is a problem that has been years in the making.
Ooh.
Now, in the near term, we'll continue to encourage oil-producing countries to maximize their production.
Like Venezuela, huh?
Say to countries that have got some excess capacity, get it on the market, so you do not destroy the consumers that you rely upon to buy your energy.
Like Iran, huh?
We're doing everything we can to make sure our consumers are treated fairly.
Like $205 billion in profit! You're doing everything you can, Mr. Bush, to see the consumers are gouged. Which is okay, as far as I'm concerned, because I've said it before. I want to see gasoline go to $4 a gallon. I want to see it go to $5 a gallon. That's going to make it real difficult for people until we all learn something very important. We got to stop using this poison, okay? We've got to go to hybrid cars or bicycles or hot air balloons or your damn feet. We've got to stop using this poison! So let it rise. And in the meantime, the oil companies get richer and richer. They're going to be like Walmart eventually, until they're so rich and so bloated, they will be easy to eat. Now, too stupid to be president, just what we need here, right, George? Less regulation on the nuclear industry. Ready for another Three Mile Island, George?
Nuclear power is one of the safest, cleanest sources of power in the world, and we need more of it here in America.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, America has not ordered a new nuclear power plant since the 1970s.
Really?
That's why 3 years ago my administration launched the Nuclear Power 2010 initiative.
2010?
Seven-year, $1.1 billion effort by government and industry to start building new nuclear power plants by the end of this decade. One of the greatest obstacles we face to building new plants is regulatory uncertainty.
Yeah!
Which discourages new plant construction.
The damned environmentalists!
Since the 1970s, more than 35 plants were stopped at various stages of planning and construction because of bureaucratic obstacles.
Well, boo!
No wonder. No wonder the industry is hesitant to start building again.
Oh.
We must provide greater certainty to those who risk capital. To do so, I've asked the Department of Energy to work on changes to existing law that will reduce uncertainty in the nuclear plant licensing process.
Reduce uncertainty in the licensing process? What about the uncertainty as to whether or not this stuff is going to render all of us impotent and then kill us? How many deformed children do you want, George? You know, you and your thugs believe that every fertilized egg has the potential to become a new messiah, I guess. How many of these babies you want wandering around with no heads? Take a look at Iraq if you want an idea about what nuclear poisoning does, George. So he's got a seven-year, $1.1 billion effort by government industry to start building new nuclear power plants? $1.1 billion? Are you out of your mind? That'll barely lay the foundation of one plant. Who gets the $1.1 billion? Halliburton? Not enough regulatory reduction for you? Okay. Is the energy industry too safe? Okay. How about some oil spills to go with your nuclear meltdowns?
Secure energy future for America also means building and expanding American oil refineries.
Yeah.
There have been no new oil refineries built in the United States since 1976.
No!
And existing refineries are running at nearly full capacity.
Really?
To encourage the expansion of existing facilities, the EPA is simplifying rules and regulations.
Simplifying.
I will direct federal agencies to work with states to encourage the building of new refineries. On closed military facilities, for example.
Oh, no, that's a good idea.
And to simplify the permitting process for such construction.
Simplify.
By easing the regulatory burden, we can refine more gasoline for our citizens here at home.
Easing the regulatory burden. But, George, where are you going to get the oil? Huh? From Alaska? Oh, that'll, yeah, okay. There's enough oil up there at the rate it's going to be pumped to last 100 days. D-A-Y-S, day, George. Oh, that's right, I'm sorry, I forgot. Venezuela, Iran, Iraq. Oh, this is so sick. This is so sick, isn't it? This is the Bush crime family energy policy he's talking about. Deregulation. Oh, that'll help. That'll help immensely, won't it, George? That'll help. Yes, indeed. Guess what? There isn't any more oil, George!
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you tired of battling your weight without the results you want? Don't give up. Learn the facts. All Natural South African Hoodia is now available with a 100% money-back guarantee exclusively with H57. How does it work? H57 doesn't claim to block, absorb, blast, or reduce fat. It just helps you control your hunger. H57's organically-based compound significantly reduces your appetite and your desire for food. And when you don't eat as much, you lose weight. That's a fact. The amazing results of South African Hoodia have been featured on 60 Minutes, Nightline, and the BBC. H57 H57's Hoodia is real. The effects are real. The weight loss is real. With H57, you eat less. Not because you're trying to eat less, but because you simply don't desire food. There's no counting carbs, points, or fat grams. Don't be fooled by imitators. Demand real H57 South African Hoodia. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your product price is refunded. That's a fact. Call now. 1-800-227-0361. Unconditional money back guarantee. 1-800-227-0361. Or visit myh57.com.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Do you want cheap, high-speed internet access provided by your city? There's just one thing in your way. Telecommunications companies. Corporations like Comcast are fighting to stop cities and towns from offering low-cost, high-speed internet directly to their residents. Why? They're afraid of competition. Mother Jones reports from Tri-Cities, Illinois, where not one company offered reliable high-speed internet access to homes. So citizens asked the city to install high-speed internet for everyone. Comcast and SBC got worried. The companies fought back with a $300,000 campaign and the plan was defeated. Now corporations like Comcast are lobbying state legislatures to stop cities from providing high-speed internet. 14 cities have already passed restrictions. It seems making a buck for these corporations has become more important than citizens' access to information on the internet. In a democracy built on an informed citizenry, this really should worry us all. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1.
I'm Matt Rothschild, the editor of the Progressive Magazine, with my progressive point of view. For gays and lesbians, it's a classic time of one step forward, two steps back. Last week, Connecticut allowed civil unions, but two other states took cruel and gratuitous swipes. The Washington State Senate rejected by a margin of a single vote a bill to ban discrimination against gays and lesbians in housing, insurance, and jobs. That's right, the legislators voted to let discrimination stand. You know, we hear all this stuff about gays and lesbians wanting special rights. That's nonsense. All they want is equal rights. This is pretty basic. The right not to be fired because of who you choose to love, or the right not to be refused an apartment or an insurance policy because of who you are. But for the Washington State Senate, that's just too much to ask, I guess. It shouldn't have been too much to ask for Microsoft, however, which up to now has had a progressive record on gay rights. But Microsoft, a huge power in its home state of Washington, took a dive on this legislation, withdrawing its support for the bill after a right-wing religious group threatened a boycott of the company. Bill Gates, we hardly knew you. Then there's Texas. Its House of Representatives just passed a bill that bans gays, lesbians, and bisexuals from being foster parents. If it becomes law, Texas would be the only state with such a ban. What a slap in the face to all the gays and lesbians around the country who are raising children and raising them just as well as heterosexuals. And at a time when the state of Texas is in desperate need for couples to act as foster parents for needy children, legislators there want to reduce the pool of potential caregivers. This is heartlessness squared. Heartlessness to gay and lesbian foster parents. Heartlessness to the needy children. I'm Matt Rothschild, and that's how I see it.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
It's been about 20 minutes, almost a half hour since the white smoke started. Oh, no.
Ratzinger.
I can't believe
who is it?
It's Ratzinger. It's Ratzinger. Oh,
unbelievable. Oh, my. Right now, you know why he didn't come out? They probably gave him a pint of blood or something.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1, streaming at themic921.com.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
On August 16, the INS arrested Zacharias Moussaoui, a flight school student who seemed to have little interest in learning to take off or land a plane. The arresting agent wrote that Moussaoui seemed like, quote, the type of person who could fly something into the World Trade Center. Trying to pique the interest of FBI headquarters in Washington, a Minneapolis FBI agent wrote that a 747 loaded with fuel could be used as a weapon. If this information had been shared and analyzed, for example, by a newly founded Homeland Security agency, it might have sparked memories of the Clinton-thwarted 1996 Al-Qaeda plot to hijack an American commercial plane and crash it into CIA headquarters. On August 26, still on the ranch, Bush discussed with reporters the difference between his two dogs. Spot's a good runner. You know, Barney, terriers are bred to go into holes and pull out varmint. And Spotty chases birds. Spotty's a great water dog. I'll go fly fishing this afternoon on my lake. And you know something? He did just that. Among those left to swelter in the D.C. heat that August was one Thomas J. Pickard. No fly fishing for him.
Healing a divided nation with forward thinking. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike. 92.1.
There's gas in our hemisphere. And the fundamental question is, where is it going to come from? I'd like it to be American gas.
Yeah, one of the more insightful statements by Mr. Bush. Anyway, back to today, Bush discussing energy at the National Small Business Conference, the Washington Hilton Hotel. After we do away now with our energy regulations, we can start drilling up our national parks.
Technology now makes it possible to reach ANWR's hydrocarbons by drilling on just 2,000 acres of the 19 million acres of land.
Ooh.
Because of the advances in technology, we can reach the oil deposits with almost no impact on land or local wildlife.
Oh, goody.
Developing this tiny section of ANWR could eventually yield up to a million barrels of oil per day.
For 60 days.
That's a million barrels less that we depended on from foreign sources of energy.
A million barrels? Yeah, I like barrels. Finally tonight, is this a slip of the tongue? Or does Bush reveal his hidden agenda to make us more dependent on Saudi oil?
America has enough coal to last for 250 years, but coal presents an environmental challenge. To make cleaner use of this resource, I have asked Congress for more than $2 billion over 10 years for my coal research initiative.
Oh, yeah, it's a wonderful plan.
My Clear Skies initiative will result in more than $52 billion in investment in clean coal technologies by the private sector.
Uh-huh.
To achieve greater energy dependence, we must put technology to work so we can harness the power of clean coal.
To achieve greater energy dependence. Yeah, every once in a while, the truth slips out of this moron's mouth, right? Huh? Well, see, last night, he and the Saudi prince had a very interesting chat over warm tea and crumpets. All right, I'm sorry for playing those sound bites, Bush. I know it turns some of your stomachs. I don't know. If you really want your stomach turned, huh? U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, in her visit February 8th to the Vatican. This is before Pope JP II died. When she was there, she also got an unexpected request. She was asked to intervene in a U.S. lawsuit naming the Holy See as the defendant in a sex abuse case. Now, according to Catholic Review, is that what this public... National Catholic Reporter, that's where this information is coming from. Church sources told National Catholic Reporter that Rice was asked by Cardinal Angelo Sodano, the Vatican Secretary of State, whether the United States government could stop a class action lawsuit currently before a U.S. District Court in Louisville that seeks to hold the Vatican financially responsible for the sexual abuse of minor children. Rice explained that under American law, foreign states are required to assert claims of sovereign immunity themselves. If you want to be immune from raping children, I can't do it for you, Mr. Soldano. You'll have to come to the United States and present yourself in the district court, and you ask for immunity from child rape, is essentially what she was saying. A Vatican spokesperson, asked by National Catholic Reporter for comment, responded March 2nd, said, quote, "It's obvious and reasonable that the Holy See would present its positions as a sovereign entity to the American State Department and recall the immunity for its acts that international law anticipates." There is no immunity
for child rape. I'm sorry, Mr. Priest. It doesn't exist.
It's not the first time, according to observers, that the Vatican has asked the State Department for help on a legal matter.
Most experts say that lawsuits against the Vatican and American courts, such as the Kentucky case that prompted Soldano's request, are a long shot. At least 24 previous attempts to hold these thugs responsible have gone nowhere.
I added the word thugs.
Yet, Soldano's decision to raise the matter with Ms. Rice suggests concern in Rome that sooner or later its immunity may give way, exposing the Vatican to potentially crippling verdicts. I would hope so. I would hope so. If there is a God, which there isn't, but if there were, didn't his son say, "Suffer the little children
to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven"?
The Louisville attorney who filed the class action suit told the National Catholic Reporter that in his view, billions of dollars would be required to compensate all the victims of sexual abuse just in the United States. Now, the Kentucky case is one of several lawsuits currently working their way through American courts in which the Vatican is named as a defendant. They're all not about sex. Others include, there's one called Alperin versus the Vatican Bank, which deals with the Vatican's alleged role in recycling loot stolen by pro-Nazi Ustasha regime in Croatia during World War II. The Franciscan Order of Monks priest is also named as a defendant. Recycling stolen loot. Where do you suppose it came from? Yeah, that's right. More Jewish property. Zivkovich versus the Vatican Bank, which is another one. Similar action. Dale versus the Holy See, a racketeer influence and corrupt organization lawsuit. That's a RICO lawsuit filed by the insurance commissioners of Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma, seeking $600 million in damages related to an insurance scam using the Vatican as a cover. And a number of cases related to sexual abuse, including Doe versus Holy See in Oregon and Gomez versus Holy See in Florida. A 1976 law in this country known as the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act makes it possible to sue sovereign entities in American courts under certain conditions, especially when that entity engages in commercial activity in the United States. And by God, if there is an organization that more... That engages more in commercial activity in this country than the Catholic Church, it would have to be something like ExxonMobil. The attorneys suing the Vatican argue that it played a principal role in covering up sexual abuse of children on American territory. The attorney in one of the attorneys in Louisville case points to a 1962 Vatican document, which he alleges, quote, proves that the Holy See ordered American bishops not to comply with civil laws on reporting childhood sexual abuse. Other experts say that document, which concerned abuse of the sacrament of confession to solicit sexual favors. Do you understand what that means? When somebody, some kid, goes into the confessional and says, "Forgive me, Father, for I've sinned." And the priest says, "Here, hold this for a second and we'll talk about it." This is an outrage. This is beyond belief. This is like the Protestant thugs in this country who are also killing Christ every single day. The abuse of the sacrament of confession to solicit sexual favors brought about secrecy on the church's internal procedures, but did not prohibit the people seeking absolution from reporting criminal activity to the civil authorities. But the church would do nothing. This is disgusting. This is vile. If you're a Catholic, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it, huh? What are you going to do about this? How can you walk into your church? How can you go to confession? How can you take communion? How can you participate in any of the church's sacraments while this is going on? How do you do it? It's an honest question. And then it says this, current estimates are that payments related to sex abuse lawsuits have already cost American dioceses $750 million, a figure expected to rise as other cases make their way through the system, given that this amount is roughly equivalent to the Vatican's total patrimony of $770 million, which includes some 30 buildings and 1,700 apartments in Rome, investments, stock portfolios, and capital funds. The possibility of similar judgments in American courts against the Holy See is a subject of alarm in Rome. Yeah, I would think so. Where is Jesus in all this? Where is Jesus in these vile Catholic and Protestant perversions of this poor, battered, beaten, prostituted, murdered Christian faith? Huh? It's astonishing. It's just astonishing to see this going on. And even though I accept none of this nonsense, it's still heartbreaking. I have watched people, old people, young people, little kids in white dresses, go through the sacraments and the moves in the Catholic Church and the Protestant Church, really truly believing that what they were doing was sanctified and real and honest and built on the love of God and the trust of Jesus. And I've watched these people. And I think to myself, how must it feel? How must it feel to know that you have a thug like James Dobson and a criminal enterprise like the papal organization in Rome? The Protestants and the Catholics destroying, murdering, killing the message of Jesus. Oh my God.
And if we poison our children with hate, in the hard life is all that they'll know. And there ain't no place in this world for these kids to go.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn 2 or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about 1 in 3 people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-800-79-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
So a lot of people are relying on, you know, getting their parents' money or having money passed to them or inheriting money from a relative just to get by. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's sad to have to sit around and wonder about your future and go, well, maybe if my mom kicks soon, you know, I'll be all right.
Scary.
Yeah, if my dad kicks, I'll be okay.
Morning Sedition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
When I do my corporate speeches, I normally talk to groups that are anywhere from 60 to 97% Republican. They know I'm a liberal, and they're normally aware that they're conservative, so sometimes they're a little nervous that I'll do jokes that make them uncomfortable or angry. Here's how I diffuse the situation. I say, as you can probably figure out from my book, Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot, I'm a liberal, and I know you're conservative, and that's okay. See, I've discovered that Democrats can't afford me. Huge laugh. They love this. It makes them feel rich. Then I say, so what I do is I make fun of you, you laugh, and then you pay me. Another huge laugh. Now I can say pretty much anything I want, and they'll just laugh and pay me. Everybody's happy. Democrats are a different story. Unlike corporate events, which, by the way, I love, you can book me on the web, I speak to Democrats for free. I try not to do it too often because, you know, a guy's got to eat. So I pick and choose. And the Democrat I did the most speaking for over the years was Paul Wellstone. Part of it was that I grew up in Minnesota, and Paul knew my folks. In Wellstone's first campaign for the Senate in 1990, my dad was part of a senior citizen theater troupe that did skits for Paul at nursing homes. That's pretty grassroots, don't you think? My dad died in 1993, and my mom went downhill pretty fast. They had been married for 51 years. She got depressed and about 4 years ago went into a severe psychotic depression, which brought with it an exciting element of paranoia. One night at the hospital, I went up to one of the nurses and said, "Excuse me, it's kind of awkward to ask this, but I feel out of loyalty to my mom that I should." "Go ahead," she said. "Yeah, what I was wondering is, are you pumping poisonous gas into my mom's room? And are you videotaping her? And are you not really a nurse, but actually an actress who is trying to kill my mom?" "No," said the kindly nurse. I didn't think so, but I felt I had to ask. Fortunately, the doctors pulled Mom out of it with some miracle drug, but she's never really been the same.
Driving under the influence doesn't just mean alcohol. Many common prescriptions and over-the-counter medications, like some antihistamines and anti-anxiety medications, can also impair your ability to drive safely. For more, visit the National Safety Council at nsc.org.
This is Ed Schultz. Tune in weekdays at 2 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic 92.1.
Soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
I wear my sunglasses at night so I can watch you breathe and breathe.
10 minutes before the hour. Now, stick around for the next hour. You folks who listen to WLIB in New York, you're going to have to go to the Internet or someplace because coming up next hour, the final topic I'm going to bring up tonight is about Tom DeLay's involvement in the sex trafficking of children in, North Mariana Islands, Saipan, and how DeLay and this guy, Jack Abramoff, are involved in the trafficking of children for sexual tourism and so on and so forth. It's almost like the Catholic Church and their involvement in child sex. What the hell is wrong with these people? Can anyone give me an idea? Can anyone and talk to me not like a clinical psychologist or a psychiatrist? I understand the clinical parameters of what these people are doing, whether they're priests or cardinals or bishops or whatever the hell they are, or these Protestant thugs. I understand this. You know, Protestants in this country, if they're not molesting children, they want to beat them. What is this anti-child thing? This anti the most helpless human beings, little kids, that these fake Christians, and please understand once again, I've said it a million times, I'll keep saying it, when I talk about these thugs, these Protestants and Catholics, I put quotes around the word when I come to the word Christian because they're not Christian. They're demons. They're satanic hell worshippers. They're child molesters. They're child rapists. But Tom DeLay, who in 1997 made a trip to Saipan, courtesy of Jack Abramoff, toured the sweatshops, knew about the sex hovels where they had children, and then came back to this country and murdered legislation that would have stopped it. Tom DeLay supports child sexual abuse. Do you understand that? And he supports it in the most direct way by killing legislation that would have brought an end to it in the North Mariana Islands, that is a wholly owned subsidiary of the United States. These people are beyond redemption. There is no redemption where the Vatican Secretary of State lives, where Tom DeLay hangs out. God has turned his eyes away from those places. Those are dark places. Those are demon infested. If you want to get theological, there is no God. There is no light. There is no life where these people, Protestant or Catholic, dwell. There's nothing there but death and torture
and sexual molestation and exploitation of people who can't defend themselves and profit and money. How many times did Christ have to say it? If you're rich, you're not coming. Get out of here. If you have something, give it away. Take up your cross and follow me. I hate these people. I hate them with a fervor that scares me sometimes, you know, because of what they have done to everything, whether it is commerce or government or faith or children or women or veterans or old people or the handicapped or the homeless. I used to wish deeply and fervently that the religious mythology was real. I used to hope that there was some sort of a scale someplace, before I knew the word karma, that there was a balance, that there was, in fact, an omnipotent, omniscient God who sat someplace in another dimension and weighed the acts of these hypocrites against pure love and decency and honesty and justice. And that when, just like in ancient Egyptian, when the Anubis came out with the scales and weighed the heart of the dead, waiting to cross over. Let's put a feather on this side of the scale. Let's put the deceased heart over here. Which weighs the heavier? The heart? Into hell, then. And I didn't care if it was Egyptian religious mythology, Christian religious mythology, Jewish religion. I didn't care. Just please let there be a judgment someplace against these criminals, against the people who sent 6 million into the furnaces, against the people who raped and pillaged and killed and murdered all their way across Europe in the Crusades, the Inquisition bastards. Please let there be some place where there's a balance point. And it took a while. It took some reading of Sartre and Heidegger and folks like that to realize, that's just the way it is, Mike. That's just the way it is. That was a bad day for me. That was a bad week, you know. I had a hard time. I had a hard time with that. You want hate radio? Is that what this is? Is that what they're saying? That Air America's hate radio? Am I supposed to love Tom DeLay, who supports child rape? Is that what Jesus would do, Tom? Huh? Is denouncing child sexual abuse, does that make me a purveyor of hate radio? Then color me guilty. I'll stand with Randy Rhodes before I would even think about getting anywhere near these thugs who are destroying my country, destroying faith, destroying religion, destroying the environment, destroying everything. Hate radio? If you're not pissed off, you're not paying attention. You know what I'm saying? Final hour coming up. We're going to take a look at Tom DeLay and his support of child sexual abusers. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
Tom DeLay attacked Justice Kennedy. He does his own research on the internet. See, that would be that.
So when he thinks about the justice looking at legal briefs.
Oh, don't.
I'm sorry. Well, we're not all comedy professionals.
I know. It was a terrific Minnesota Public Radio job.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
I'm Barb Hornick from Family Enhancement, which is a parent education and support agency that's been in the community of Dane County since 1974.
Find out more about your local groups.
The Interracial Families Network is a monthly meeting of support for multicultural families. We meet monthly the second Monday of the month at the Family Centers building at 2124 Dame Avenue from 6:30 to 8.
Log on to the Mike921.com. Click on the Get Involved link and stay active.
I'm Debbie from Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm on the mic.
Streaming online at the Mike921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News. I'm Paul Chambers. Surprising testimony Wednesday in the Michael Jackson trial. The singer's ex-wife tells the jury that she was offered a list of questions that would be asked during the taping of a video praising Jackson.
Debbie Rose says she rejected the questions because she wanted it to be a cold interview. She says she was looking forward to seeing Jackson and her kids by doing the video. Whenever she talks about the kids on the stand, she begins to quiver and nearly breaks. Her testimony is the first to suggest that Jackson had direct involvement in the production of the rebuttal program. She says she was not promised any money for taking part in the video, saying she told Jackson's associates that before she could take part in it, she needed a release form from a confidentiality agreement. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
The House Wednesday night voted to reverse the changes in ethics rules that many Democrats say favored Republican Majority Leader Tom DeLay.
No member of Congress is above the law.
Democrat Nancy Pelosi of California, Republican Louis Gohmert of Texas argued reversing the changes was unnecessary.
The rules were fair. They're not perfect, but they were better than what was there. I wasn't familiar with the process through which it went, but the right to know you're being investigated, you'd want to know that.
The vote to reverse the changes was 406-20. Meantime, it appears there will be an ethics investigation into overseas trips taken by DeLay. The Texas Republican maintains he's done nothing wrong and voted in favor of the resolution that will get the committee running again. President Bush will hold his sixth news conference since being reelected Thursday night at 8:30 Eastern. Two topics sure to come up, the high cost of gasoline and the president's push for privatization of Social Security. Authorities now say at least 101 people died in the commuter train disaster near Osaka, Japan. More than 450 were injured. Efforts to recover bodies remaining in the wreckage continues. This is CNN Radio News.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest-priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
President Bush has new proposals to boost the nation's energy supplies as the White House grows more concerned about the impact of rising oil and gas prices. Here's our John Bisney.
The president's speech reflected his administration's view that the best way to solve the nation's energy shortage is through increasing domestic production. His new proposals include more incentives to build nuclear power plants and oil refineries and locate new LNG facilities.
Our ability to expand our use of liquefied natural gas is limited because today we have just five receiving terminals and storage facilities around the United States.
Mr. Bush is again calling on Congress to send him a long-term energy strategy bill by the end of the summer. Democrats there continue to push for more attention to renewable fuels and greater energy efficiency. John Bisney, CNN Radio, Capitol Hill.
A 20-hour standoff has ended in Alexandria, Virginia, with police fatally shooting an armed man holding his 9-year-old son hostage. This is news from CNN Radio. A device that detects concussions could be an integral part of an athlete's world in a few years, Ed McCarthy explains.
When coaches hold up fingers and ask the player how many, they will likely be using a helmet-like device that the player gets on the head and through a computer will be asked to respond to questions. One of the co-founders from Emory, David Wright, says the time is of the essence when it comes to concussions on the playing field.
They go back in before they recover from their initial concussion. They can develop what we call second impact syndrome, which means that they get a second concussion before they recovered from their first.
Designed by researchers from Georgia Tech and Emory University, the device is being tested in Atlanta emergency rooms. Ed McCarthy, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
Two Utah women say an apocalyptic religious group bilked them out of their life savings. The women say that in exchange for their money, they would receive land and a face-to-face meeting with Jesus Christ. I'm Paul Chambers. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Randy Rhodes, loud and left, here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Tom DeLay just might end up in a court of law for campaign contribution violations in the great state of Texas, where almost everything is legal except for the things he did. So now, if Tom DeLay has to go before 32 judges, he'll be able to say, there's not a decent judge in this country, and you know it because of Terry Schiavo.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1 and the Mike92.1.com.
What we teach our children about money can stay with them a lifetime.
Teresa Turin of the Employee Benefit Research Institute.
Have you taught and encouraged your child to save? Teach savings through your own good example and save for your children's future. Your life, your choices. Work smarter and plan to retire in style. Choose to save.
Target how much you need to save by completing the ballpark estimate worksheet at www.choosetosave.org.
Choose to save.
That's choosetosave.org.
We're fed up. This is the Mike Malloy Show on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
About 7 past the hour. This is Randy Rhodes Night on the Mike Malloy Show. Thanks for tuning in. All right, let me give you the setup here, and I will show you a direct link between Tom DeLay and child sex slave trafficking. This guy, this Tom DeLay, is a vile, vicious, sick human being. Now, this was it's reported by a Reuters news agency. Here's what it says. Human rights activists called on Southeast Asian governments yesterday to crack down on sex tourism and child trafficking, saying the problem is becoming more rampant. Experts and rights workers said more women and children in Southeast Asia were being trafficked to feed the appetite of sex tourists. An international non-governmental organization working to stop the commercial sexual exploitation of children said there were more than 1 million child prostitutes involved in sex tourism in Asia, of which 300,000 were in Thailand, 100,000 in the Philippines and Taiwan, and 40,000 in Vietnam. Linda Smith, founder of Shared Hope International, a U.S.-based non-governmental organization fighting against human sex trafficking, told Reuters, many of them are tricked into the trade. It is easy to do so because women and children are young, illiterate, vulnerable, and gullible. The U.S. State Department estimates about 600 to 800,000 people, mostly children and women, are trafficked across national borders annually. Girls from the village of Myanmar, Cambodia, Indonesia, and the Philippines are lured into cities or neighboring countries with promises of lucrative jobs, only to end up in massage parlors and bars. And it goes on and on and on. There is a streak of sick perversion, apparently, in some people, where it concerns child sexual activity. Now, I've said this before. I am so totally anti-death penalty, but it, where the innocence, that means the life of a child is taken, whether the child is murdered physically or murdered spiritually, in those instances where adults sexually abuse children, I get right up to the edge on that. Execute the bastards. I get real close to that. Tom DeLay. This was on ABC News the other night. A Washington lobbyist. Now, this goes back to 1997. I remember Kathy and I were living in Chicago at the time, and I remember talking about this while I was on WLS, this right-wing, sick, putrid radio station in Chicago now. At the time, there were a few token liberals on the station. Skanderson, Nancy Skinner, Mike Malloy. And I remember talking about Tom DeLay's trip to the North Mariana Islands, or as it was referred to in World War II, Saipan. Now, this is from a couple of weeks ago. A Washington lobbyist under federal investigation for his lobbying activities arranged a lavish overseas trip to the island of Saipan for House Majority Leader Tom DeLay over the New Year's holiday in 1997. DeLay, his wife and daughter, several aides stayed for free at a beachfront resort. The DeLay trip to the South Pacific island, originally reported by a 2020 investigation, was part of an effort by former aide Jack Abramoff to stop legislation aimed at cracking down on sweatshops and sex shops in the American territory, which is known as the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands, or CNMI. Abramoff, who was working for the law firm Preston Gates Ellis at the time, was paid $1.3 million by Saipan officials and wrote in a memo obtained by ABC News that such congressional trips were, quote, one of the most effective ways to build permanent friends on Capitol Hill, end quote. Abramoff is now under federal investigation for his lobbying activities, including Saipan, according to a source familiar with the investigation. After touring one garment plant, Tom DeLay praised Saipan at the New Year's Eve party attended by top factory owners. He said, quote, you represent everything that is good about what we are trying to do in America. Now, when that's the end of the quote from ABC. The Commonwealth of the North Mariana Islands is a U.S. territory. And it has on its territory, on these islands, a singularly egregious example of sweatshops which operate under the U.S. flag and enjoy the protection of powerful friends in Congress, including Tom DeLay and, before he retired, Dick Armey, another filthy right-winger. The area has become a center of international trafficking with connections to the People's Republic of China, Bangladesh, India, Nepal, Pakistan, the Philippines, Russia, Japan, Sri Lanka, and Thailand. A report by the Global Survival Network issued in 1999 states that crime syndicates from Japan, South Asia, and the People's Republic of China reap enormous profits from the wholesale trafficking of human beings. Japanese crime groups based in Saipan operate sex tourism into which many children and women find themselves locked in. The government of Saipan has retained a prominent U.S. law firm, Preston Gates. That's Jack Abramoff's law firm, paying over $4.25 million for lobbying efforts to prevent implementation of federal labor and minimum wage laws in Saipan and laws against child sex slavery. Among the principal opponents of reform efforts to stop it are Tom DeLay. Now, this was several years ago. And House Majority Leader at the time, Dick Armey, who repeatedly blocked the Clinton administration's efforts to raise the minimum wage and to implement federal regulation of labor and immigration laws, which would stop the sexual exploitation of children. Tom DeLay has been a visitor on golf junkets to the Mariana Islands and has pledged the full support of the Republican Party to oppose these reforms. Do you understand what this means? Tom DeLay. Tom DeLay, who would smash the face of Christ if he thought he would make some money at it and retain his power. Tom DeLay, who would burn the Virgin Mary if he thought he could gain political power and money from it. Tom DeLay used his position and continues to use his position as the third most powerful member of the United States government to make it easier for people to have sex with children. Tom DeLay uses his position of power to make it easier for people to have sex with children. Do you understand this? In the name of anything that's holy out there, why is this miserable bastard still in the United States House of Representatives? He's been doing this for years. It's coming up on 10 years that the man has made it easier for adults from all over the world to have sex with children. To have sex with children. To have sex with children. Tom DeLay makes it easier for the spirit of children to be murdered, to be brutalized, to be butchered, to be killed. Tom DeLay, who claims to be a Christian, where was he when Christ said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven"? Tom DeLay, you are going to go to hell. You are going to go to hell. Except there is no hell, so you're going to go to oblivion. Why is this man? Why is this man in the position of power that he is in? He makes it easier for people from all over the planet to have sex with children. Is anybody listening?
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Sam's Club was founded more than 20 years ago to give small business owners the purchasing power of big businesses. Today, we remain committed to this focus as we recognize America's entrepreneurs during National Small Business Week. Join us at your local Sam's Club for an appreciation breakfast held in your honor, Thursday, April 28th, anytime between 7 and 10 a.m. The first 100 attendees will receive By the Seat of Your Pants, the No-Nonsense Business Management Guide by Tom Gigax. Sam's Club, we are in business for small business.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
The Al Franken Show. Proving the truth is entertaining.
I'm getting the Freedom of Speech Award.
Wow.
You know who won the award last year?
Who?
Rush Limbaugh. And I understand that it is tradition for the last year's winner to present the award to this year's winner. Unfortunately, Rush will be that day receiving the Client of the Year Award from the ACLU.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
You know, my therapist tells me I got to write down my dreams every night. So this is my one from last night, my dream from last night. So I'm at this mega church in Kentucky, Riley, for the Justice Sunday show. Problem is, I'm locked in an 8-foot steel cage with a cloth draped over it. Outside my cage, I can hear James Dobson screaming about people of faith being attacked and roasted and eaten. I hear the word Shivo, judicial homicide, and Ron Jeremy. I'm not sure what he had to do with it, but suddenly I feel myself being carried on stage and the cloth is removed. I'm hit in the eyes with this intense bright light and immediately hundreds of neocons start booing and throwing dirt clods and ball peen hammers and mashed potatoes and gravy and doll parts at me. James Dobson sneers and points at me and says, "Brothers and sisters, gaze upon the liberal Jew. Listen to his obstructionist filibuster. Listen to his satanic hate speech. Given half a chance, he'd kill Jesus all over again." Dobson gets a long, sharp stick, reaches through the bars, and pokes me hard in the ribs. He says, "Wouldn't you, huh?" I say, "Ow! Hi, I'm Mark Maron, and this is Morning Sedition." Everybody starts booing and throwing dirt clods at me. "Today, the neocon, death cult, Christo fascist, zombie brigade, boo! Boo!" Dobson pokes me again and barks, "Silence, heathen! What say you, good people? Shall we kill this sinner?" A huge roar went up. "Yeah! Stone him! Stone him!" Dobson raises his hand for quiet and says, "I have a better idea." Then these big guys pick up my cage and lower me into a baptism tank. Dobson screams, "Convert the devil!" I'm underwater for a long time. I start to black out. I see a tunnel and a white light. My dead cat Butch smoking a cigarette. Then they pull me back up, dripping and gasping. And Dobson says, "What say you now?" I say, "Christo fascist. Zombie." Dobson says, "Then you have chosen your own fate." They open the cage, and I look up and see four hungry lions circling me, and above them, three giant video screens of four hungry lions circling me. I hear an announcer, "When we return on Justice Sunday, the obstructionist liberal gets his just desserts," right after these messages. I woke up, and my bed was filled with Polident.
You know, you can be issued a hefty ticket for being caught on a railroad crossing when a train's approaching. Of course, you may not be alive to pay the fine. So, stop, look, and listen.
You're on the mic.
My favorite show is the Al Franken Show.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Ammunition against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
Yeah, I get insane about this issue, okay? I can't stand it. I can't stand it. To think that the Catholic Church, to think that Tom DeLay, at the highest levels of religion and government, support the sexual exploitation of children. Is there nothing? Is there nothing that these predators won't completely destroy? Is there nothing? Is there nothing? Jack Abramoff and Tom DeLay took millions and millions of dollars in order to protect not just the predatory capitalists who operate on Saipan, who lure people into jobs for subsistence wages, but they protected the brothels for children. Jesus, come on, come on. I don't care who you are. I don't care how or where you're listening to this program tonight. In the name of your Savior, in the name of your God, your avatar, is there nothing that will turn your stomach against these right-wing bastards? Not even child sexual exploitation? And do they get kids from America? Do they get kids from the UK? Do they get kids from Germany or Israel? No. No. They go to these poverty-stricken countries that have been exploited since forever. They go to the Philippines. They go to Myanmar. They go to Thailand. They go to Vietnam. They go to Cambodia. They go to India. And they lie. They tell parents, you know, we have work or here. We'll educate your kid. There's nothing here in your village. You know, we'll see that your child gets an education, finds a job. Send her off with us. Send him off. Everything's okay. And then they're taken to places, openings to hell, like Saipan, the North Mariana Islands. And who is there to protect and defend these filthy, filthy human beings? Tom DeLay, Dick Armey, before he resigned and went to hide. What happened to Dick Armey? Is he still alive? Is he still drawing oxygen? Tom DeLay, who made it very clear, you give me enough money and I'll make sure that the United States House of Representatives never even considers legislation to close down the child sex holes, to close down the exploitation of slave labor. Just give me the money. Give it to my friend Jack Abramoff here. He'll invest it for me someplace in a hidden account in some island someplace. You know, George Bush is an ignoramus, but Tom DeLay, is there someone out there like Negroponte? I mean, where did these people come from? What demon vomited these people up onto our political stage, into our consciousness? The Clinton administration tried. The Clinton administration understood. They knew what was going on. Let's get some legislation. Let's stop this. This is an American territory. Oh, and the other thing, products made, clothing sewed together, things put together in the North Mariana Islands in Saipan. Since it's an American protectorate, can have the label "Made in America." Made in America. So when you go there, say, "Oh, well, I feel good about buying this. This means that some unionized shop made this." No, it doesn't. And during the Clinton years, when an effort was made to stop this exploitation, the sexual exploitation, this labor exploitation, who was there to stop the effort to stop it? Tom DeLay. Over and over again. This filthy, filthy, filthy human being. Would you invite him into your house? Would you invite Tom DeLay, knowing, and if you don't know about this, then it's willful ignorance. Daily Kos has it. ABC has it. It's all over the place. NBC's not going to report it. CBS is not going to. Fox or CNN or MSNBC, they're not going to report it. But you can find it. Would you invite this man into your house? Would you let him touch your child? Would you have him sit at your table and drink coffee with you and put his filthy hands on your silverware or your coffee cup? Would you? Would you let this man use your toilet? I can't stand it, man. I just... All right, we'll be back in a minute. This is Air America. Talking to yourself. Don't hear a thing. And our history unfolds before you. It's a shelter. It's a shelter.
Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Oh, I hate you. 8 weeks after giving birth and you look as good as the day you got pregnant. Not one stretch mark.
Well, not anymore.
You mean they went away?
After I used Revitasil, they did. Haven't you heard?
Sure, I've seen it advertised, but I really don't believe in that stuff. I mean, could it really take care of this?
Believe me, mine were a lot worse. And best of all, Revitasil even took care of the stretch marks I've had since I was 14.
Isn't it time your skin looked clear and soft without those embarrassing stretch marks? Revitasil is based on the same formulations of proven treatments that can cost hundreds of dollars. Finally, a stretch mark cream that's affordable and available without having to go to exclusive spas.
I'll try it.
Call now for your risk-free trial of Revitasil. 1-888-478-0416. Get rid of unsightly stretch marks with Revitasil. 1-888-478-0416. Revitasil is guaranteed. Call 1-888-478-0416. That number again is 1-888-478-0416.
Big Ed has some Progressive Sound Off with Morning Sedition here on the Mike 92.1.
Let's hear Dobson, James Dobson, and this is what he had to say about judges that they're making a big stink about.
They're unelected and unaccountable and arrogant and imperious and determined to redesign the culture according to their own biases and values, and they're out of control.
They're not out of control, and he's talking about himself. Those are the ones. They're the ones. The Christian right, the fanatical crystal fascist zombie brigades that he leads are the ones that want to determine how this country is governed. They are the radicals. They are the ones that want to support activist judges to put a theocracy together.
Well, what James Dobson was just talking about are the members of the United States Supreme Court. These are not radicals. This is the Supreme Court of Rehnquist, the Supreme Court of Clarence Thomas. But the bottom line is that James Dobson is talking about the Supreme Court being out of control.
But they're not elected for a reason. It's so freaks like him can't take power of the damn country. I don't know what you got to do to get these people to believe that he's misleading hundreds of thousands of morons into religious retardation and self-justification to usurp the Constitution of the United States of America, and they consider themselves true Americans. They are extremists, they are anti-American, they are anti-constitutional, and they're being misled by the guy that's barely a reverend. He was he studied developmental psychology for children, and that's how he's talking to his followers, because they are children. They have the emotional capacity of children. All they can do is like, oh, look at it's sad, it's bad, it's wrong. They all they can care about are like small wads of cells that, you know, they call humans, or people that are brain dead. You know, what about the people in between? What about all those other people? That's not their concern.
These are folks that are dangerous.
Just over a year ago, a group of brave investors, a handful of talk show hosts with strong opinions, and a team of people on a mission launched a new talk radio network. Air America went from the bottom to the top in 12 months, and cameras were rolling for the entire ride. Join the Mike 92.1 for a screening of HBO's Left of the Dial, Monday, May 9th at 6:30 at Hawks on State Street. See it again, or see it for the first time with Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
I'm sitting on a red velvet stool wearing a yellow bowler hat and holding a banana. All right? Oh, yeah, and I'm wearing a leash.
A red velvet curtain opens and 200 vacant-eyed fat people sneer at me and tap the glass, even though the sign clearly says, please don't tap the glass. I hear a barker's voice. Come on, come on, step right up and gaze upon Mark, the lovable radio freak. All the way from the wilds of New Mexico, this bizarre man-diva will astound you. Watch him battle to the death with hostile email. Watch him perform an amazing facsimile of radio talk show with teases and hard outs. You'll swear it's real. Watch Mark alienate his own kind by being too funny. Watch Mark bash organized religion and their phony gods. You won't want to miss Mark as he self-destructs with liberal guilt. His heartbreaking meltdowns will move you to tears. And don't forget his diet. You will witness this weight-conscious wonder eat carrots and kale raw. Then watch him shove chocolate cake into his mouth as fast as he can eat it. If there's any sitting within arm's length, you will hear Mark plug as many appearances at comedy clubs nationwide as often as 3 times an hour. 5 minutes with Mark and you'll want to take him home. Come on, Mark, do a little dance for the nice people. So I get up and dance a little hornpipe. And then hold out my yellow bowler. The fat people fill it with rocks and chewed gum. So I throw my poop at them. I woke up and my bed was filled with bearded ladies. And that part was true. Not really.
If you missed Al or Randy today, don't worry. We'll get you caught up on the mic overnight. I'm Mike Malloy on the mic 92.1.
Afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. Hey, me judge and jury hear it.
Twenty-five before the hour. Yeah, I do get extremely hysterical. That's the only way to put it. Come on, let's be real about these topics, about the prostitution of a person's faith, the exploitation of someone's curiosity about whether or not their soul is immortal, and if it is, what happens when it passes from this level of consciousness, the exploitation of that. And the exploitation and destruction of a child's spirit. A lot of you are either parents or you have nieces and nephews or you're old enough to have had little brothers and sisters and you watch them struggle. I have watched all of my children struggle. Trying to gain consciousness, trying to order things that they see, trying to learn how to coordinate muscles and learn how to move on the earth and through their little lives. I've watched it my grandchildren, and now I have the incredible opportunity to watch it once again with Molly, who's now 9 months old. And I watch her as she does simple little things like try to get all four fingers in her thumb to coordinate to pick up a Cheerio. And then to coordinate to get her little fist with the Cheerio inside. Well, it's not a real Cheerio. I talked about this last time. Get her fist up to her mouth and open her hand and not drop it. Don't drop it, the little cereal star. Don't drop it and get it into her mouth. And I watch her do this, and then she gets, and when it's in her mouth, and she can feel it, it's in her mouth, and she's only got two little front teeth, two little bottom teeth, and she starts to gum it or chew it, and she gets this look on her face of utter, absolute joy. She did it again. She got a Cheerio into her mouth. Oh, my God. And when I think of that innocence of a nine-month-old, or a 5-year-old, or a 10-year-old, or a 12-year-old. When I think of that innocence being exploited for sex, all in hell? Such a thing exists? It does? And Tom DeLay makes it easier for child sex rapists and abusers and soul murderers to operate? Tom DeLay, the Christian? Tom DeLay, the conservative? Tom DeLay, the majority leader of the United States House of Representatives? Where are you, NBC? Where are you, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, MSNBC? Where are you, Washington Post, New York Times, and Boston Globe, and LA Times, Miami Herald, Atlanta Journal, Constitution, Detroit Free Press, Cleveland Plain Dealer? Where is everybody? Why is there not a focused exposure of what this filthy, filthy human being has done and continues to do every single day that he's in office? Is there anything worse than someone who has been ordained and confirmed as a Catholic priest saying to a young person in the confessional, "Yes, you shall be absolved of your sins, but I need you to take your panties off. I need you to let me touch you." And then the Virgin Mary and the blood of Christ will cleanse you of your sins. Is there anything worse than that? There must be. There must be, right? No, there isn't. Unless it's what Elie Wiesel saw. Where was he? In Buchenwald? Dachau? Bergen-Belsen? When Elie Wiesel, you know who I mean? The book Night, have you read it? If you're not Jewish, and you don't know what I'm talking about, get it. Read it. Read about the children being thrown into pits of fire by the Nazis. Children. Jewish children. And then think about Tom DeLay. Now, he's not throwing Jewish children into pits of fire while they burn alive. He's taking Asian children and making it easier. Oh, he doesn't touch them. He doesn't touch them. Eichmann never touched the children who were burned alive. DeLay doesn't touch the children that go into the sex hovels in the North Mariana Islands. Kathy just pointed out to me that some of you have been holding for over 2 hours on the phone. I'm sorry. I really am. I know this is talk radio. I know that it's not fair. But when these topics come up, I don't know what to do. What would you have me do? Would you have me not talk about it? Would it be better not to talk about Tom DeLay facilitating people to rape children? Would it be best not to talk about the Catholic Church trying to squash a lawsuit in Louisville, Kentucky that has to do with priests who say, "Yes, I'll absolve you of your sins, but take your panties off"? I'm sorry, Truth Seeker. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. I know there are other things to talk about. There's Iraq. There's war. There's the energy thing. There's black box voting. But is there anything worse and anything more ignored than those two topics? So I apologize for having you on hold for as long as you have been on hold. Were it I would have hung up long ago and said, "Malloy's crazy. I don't even want to wait." All right. Let's try to get some callers in then. Andrew is calling from Canada. Andrew, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Okay.
this is my first time calling a radio show, so I'm a little nervous. I've been listening to your show, and I can understand your your anger. it's a pretty intense topic, what you're talking about. But actually, I wanted to talk about a documentary that was on CBC the other
okay.
day.
Okay, all right.
And it's not related to what you're talking about, but it's...
Oh, that's all right. That's okay. That's okay.
it's called The Power of Nightmares. I don't know if you've
heard I've heard about that. You know, I got a whole bunch of emails from people starting a couple, 3 weeks ago. You got to see this, and I haven't seen it.
It's intense. It's really intense, and it's a BBC documentary.
Right.
And if you go to cbc.ca/docs...
D-O-C-S?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a little icon there. You can click on it, and it talks about the series. It's a 3-part series, and I just finished watching it, and it's pretty provocative about some of the things it starts about it describes. And one of the main things that really blew me away was it talked about Al Qaeda, and it talked about the fact that. They were basically created in a way. I mean, Bin Laden existed. These people existed, but that before 9/11, they never called themselves Al Qaeda. According to this documentary.
No, and all that term means is, I believe it's Arabic for the source. But Bin Laden and the Mujahideen that comprised his forces were created by the United States CIA. As a way of fighting a proxy war against the Soviet Union after the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan. Bin Laden is purely a creation of the US CIA, as are so many people who eventually turn against the United States, and in Bin Laden's case, if we are to believe the cover story, turned against the United States in a murderous way.
Right. And I mean, the most fascinating thing is that they would talk about how these cells, I mean, they would describe, you know, after it happened, that they had these thousands of sleeper cells all over the world, and they could strike at any moment.
Yeah, just a matter of activating them, that's right.
And
hey, listen, Andrew, I have to leave it there. I apologize for the short brevity of the call and also for keeping you on hold. If you'll call again, I promise you it will not happen again. We have a have to break here. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Ever.
If you're a horse owner, you should know that West Nile virus remains a deadly threat for virtually every horse in the U.S. Protect your champion with West Nile Innovator, the original West Nile virus vaccine. No West Nile vaccine has been proven more effective or protected more horses with more than 16 million doses safely administered coast to coast. Ask your veterinarian for West Nile Innovator today or visit equinewestnile.com. From Fort Dodge Animal Health.
This is a full-blown, full-throttle, shock and awe war of words.
Air America went from the bottom to the top in 12 months, and cameras were rolling for the entire ride.
You know something? We're teetering on the edge.
This is not the beginning of the demise of Air America Radio.
Join the Mike 92.1 for a screening of HBO's Left of the Dial, Monday, May 9th at 6:30 at Hawks on State Street. See it again, or see it for the first time with Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
I go to the therapist today. I've been writing my dreams down all week. This is last night's. I'm sitting at a diner with Jesus. He's having an egg white omelet.
I say, so what do you think of the new Pope? Jesus. Jesus says, Ratzinger? Yeah, I know him. I sat in on a few of the calls. I say, you know, he was in the Hitler Youth, right? Jesus says, you got to get past this whole do I know stuff thing, Mark. Just assume that I know. I say, he was in the Hitler Youth, man. Jesus says, yeah, I heard you, and I forgive him. That's my job. Anyways, he was young. It was like the Boy Scouts. What are you going to do, make a kid cry? And why did they put, why did they have to put jelly in these little packets? I say, how did this Pope thing get so complicated anyway? Seems like a lot of dressing up and parading around to me. Jesus says, I know. I didn't make the apostles wear a uniform. It was always casual Friday for those cats. And you know what I never did? Build me a huge marble palace because I really need one of those. Feed the poor? That I did. That I said. A lot. But all the black smoke and white smoke and going out on the balcony stuff, that's just showbiz. I said, that's all showbiz. Why do you need a pope? Jesus says, I don't need a pope. Some of you do, though, so I roll with it. I said, but when you watch all the ceremony, does it make you a little crazy? Jesus says, a little. Sometimes I look at the TV and I say, hey, shouldn't all this be up to me? And why don't I get to pick the pope? I say, well, why don't you? Jesus wipes his mouth and puts down his napkin. Okay, I will. Waitress? She comes over and says, need your check, hon? I say, Jesus says, no. He looks at her name tag. Dorothy, you're the Pope. Pope Dorothy, right here, everybody. All hail Pope Dorothy. And picked by me, Jesus. Do what she says. Dorothy says, well, thanks, Jesus. What do I do now? Jesus says, well, you can get me some more coffee. And then whatever you want, Dorothy, you're the Pope. We got up to leave, and Jesus picked up the check, which turned into a white dove and flew away. Jesus turned to me and whispered, don't tell anyone, but sometimes I dine and dash. I woke up and my bed was filled with iodized salt.
Look at those numbers.
Woo! Look at those numbers! Can you believe we get paid to do this? It's only my...
Excited about what you do? Well, pass it on. Share a little something of yourself. Be a JA volunteer.
Get involved at JA.org.
This is Randy Rose. I've been doing Progressive Talk Radio since before there was Progressive Talk Radio. Well, there was. It was just me. So join me weekdays on Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
I would walk 10 miles on my hands and knees. Ain't no doubt about it, baby, it's you I need to be. I'm wrestling with a lion after a grizzly bear. It's my life, baby, but I don't care. That tough is tough.
10 before the hour, thanks to Colin and Jason in New York who engineered the program. David, who screened your calls in New York. Thanks, guys. Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch, Mark Marshall, Jim in Arkansas, and our producer, executive producer, Catherine Bay. And Andrew in Canada, I don't know if you heard that last part, but you know, I hope you'll call back again when I'm off on some phantasmagorical rant. As I got on tonight. Okay? Okay. Dave is calling from California. Dave, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hi, Mike. How's it going?
Hey, it's going, pal.
Oh, cool. That last guy was a good segue into what I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
I wanted to talk about the biggest scam ever run in the history of our government.
All right.
And that's terrorism.
Yeah.
Do you realize that in my lifetime, more people have been killed by falling coconuts than have been killed by terrorism?
Well,
more people have been kicked to death by horses than have been killed by terrorism.
No.
And yet our government is allegedly spending $300 billion to eliminate terrorism. I want to know, when are they going to do something about the horses, and when are they going to do something about the damn coconuts?
God, I hope it's soon.
Yeah, it's a plague on humanity. And I also want Randy Rhodes to know that if she needs anybody to protect her body from reactionary right-wingers, I'll be there.
I hear that. I hear that. And
I've already made up my free Randy placard.
Okay, well, good. Well, good. I like that idea. Thanks, Dave. Thanks for checking in, pal. Brian is calling from Ohio. Brian, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Yes, Mike. You know, I see Air America like a big steamroller across the whole United States of America and all over the world. You know, now that the right-wingers are listening, you hear they're starting to pick on Randy. It's just a matter of time when they start picking on everybody.
Oh, sure.
You know, I just hope and I pray that Air America is strong enough to stand up to the pressure that I feel that is about to come upon you all.
I think we are. Again, I only speak for myself where it concerns Air America. But yes, I.
And I hope that the management, Air America, that they're not going to shut you down off of the places that you're listening to the most at.
Oh, no,
I won't mention any names right now.
No, of course not. Of course not.
But we need you out there everywhere.
Air America, this entire network, we are here for the duration. The day Air America is shut down will be a day that this country will have finally turned the corner into utter, complete, total destruction of first of all, the Bill of Rights, and secondly, the mere idea of the free and open exchange of ideas and information. So you can use Air America as kind of a canary in the mine shaft. As long as this network is on the air and growing, which it will do, which it is doing even as we speak, then a democracy or this republic or the First Amendment or whatever is still alive and kicking. It may be gasping, but it's still alive and kicking. But I maintain that this network is going to grow because, let's face it, there are not 300 million fascists in this country. There may be, 50, 60, 70 million, but the rest of the people in this country are normal and want to do what most of us just want to do, and that is to get from sunup to sundown with the least amount of damage. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do, Mike, and, more power to you. I listen to you on Sirius. And I hope they don't take you off, but I hear it might happen.
No, not going to happen. Absolutely not going
to
happen.
Well, thanks
all right?
for talking to me, Mike.
All right, Brian. Thanks. Thanks for checking in. Bring him on. Oh, the right wingers. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. See that. I understand the kind of nervousness that Air America has generated out there. There's never been anything like this in the history of radio. There just hasn't. Even Michael Harrison, who publishes Talkers Magazine, which is kind of the trade magazine for talk radio, has said the same thing. There has never been a startup network like Air America. And I don't give a damn what the critics say. I couldn't care less. It doesn't matter. The reason Randy Rhodes is being attacked, or the reason Air America is being attacked, or the reason it's difficult to get this program in certain markets is for one reason and one reason only, because on this network you hear an opposing point of view, and more importantly, you hear a truthful point of view. There is not one single person who works behind the microphone or who engineers or produces these programs on this network that lies. Not one. Now, we may lie in our personal life. You know, we may BS each other just like anybody else does, but when we open up that microphone, what you hear is absolute truth, and nobody on this network will ever... God, I wish I could say the BS word, but I can't. Nobody on this network will ever BS you or tell you something that's not true or fill your head with misinformation or disinformation the way the pig man does, the way Savage does, the way Hannity does, the way all of these right-wingers do. You will never... hear a lie on this network. Disagree with what we say until beads of blood break out on your forehead. But you'll never hear a lie. And I'll tell you, it's the ratings of this network that have the neocons running scared. And that's a good thing. That's why we're being targeted. Enough said. I'll see you tomorrow night. Eh? Okay? Right? Did you have fun tonight? Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
America Radio.
Listen up, men. You can now get a free 30-day sample box of Ensight, the once-a-day tablet for natural male enhancement. Although launched in 2001, Ensight continues to be the best-selling male supplement in North America, with millions of satisfied long-term users. Ensight customers report significant improvement in sexual response and quality. Non-prescription Ensight is extremely effective, yet has not shown to interact with medications or have adverse side effects. Ensight has a 93% customer satisfaction rating and an 83% reorder rate. If you would like a free 30-day sample box, just visit Ensight.com. That's E-N-Z-Y-T-E.com. Or call 1-800-778-5290. Free samples are only available while supplies last, so call 1-800-778-5290. 1-800-778-5290. Ensight, the once-a-day tablet for natural male enhancement. 1-800-778-5290.
The Alpha. Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1 and Cuts Fitness for Men want to help you get cut for a cause. Are you going to race for a cure? Bike across the state to raise funds and awareness. Do you want to be in great shape so you can help your cause even more this year? Get cut for a cause. Log on to the Mike 92.1.com.